If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for a long time. But we ain't gonna wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're gonna 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Well, there's a reason everybody should be shaking in the house.
And now,
I would so rather be in prison.
Our feature presentation.
I think the only way to start the new year is...
Yeah. 95, BGC. I still love that song. From BC. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Dude, I wouldn't start 1987 with that, much less 2007.
That's
come
being
on
Sunday night on the New Year's Eve countdown.
Right. Check, one, two.
Hello. Hey, it sounds
fine,
great.
Light. It's working. It's working.
Everything's already working.
Check, one, two. Check, hello. Hello, hello. Check, one, two. This is track number one. Track number one, right channel.
Lightning,
check,
we're
one,
already
two.
On.
Hey, here we go.
There we go.
Check, right. One, two. Hey. There we go. All right, good sound.
Everything
good
works. Sound.
Good sound.
Check. Hello, 1, 2, check. Check, 1, 2, test. Track three.
It's working.
Check.
It is working.
Check, one.
We're not using those microphones.
Check, 1, 2, 1, 2,
right
check,
now.
Over. That is over the limit. Here we go. Hello. Over still.
Yeah, turn it down. Turn
test.
It down.
If I get down
or
here, check,
stop
one, two.
Talking.
Check, 1, 2.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2.
Almost done.
Okay.
Almost done. Where'd all the people come from?
Check, 1, 2.
What room are you in?
Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2.
Oh, wow.
God damn it.
Oh, wow.
Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2. Hello, 1, 2. That doesn't work. We're sh**. Hello? Check, 1, 2. Check. Why is that so goddamn distorted? Check. Hello. Check, 1, 2. Hey.
Please stop.
Check, 1, 2. Hey. Wow, much better. Hello.
Yes. Okay,
1, 2.
Good enough,
check.
You think?
Check. Yeah, here we go. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Can we go?
And sounds good. Sounds
way overboard. Check, 1, 2.
I have a question that I've been wanting to ask. I've been dying to ask. It's been, 2.5 weeks since we've been gone now?
Yeah.
And this is the first program of 2007. And all I really want to know is I just want to make sure that it wasn't a fevered, sweaty dream that I had over vacation from too much holiday imbibing. It does or does not Stryker have a tail? I mean, is that true? Really?
I believe Stryker does have a tail, yes. That
yes.
was not a dream. We found that out just before we left. As a matter of fact, we actually have a...
Stryker has a tail!
Because it's one of those things that you'll think about throughout the course of your day and you go, well, that can't be right. There's no way that really happened, that Stryker has a tail. That must have just been something from the Christmas party that I heard, right?
Some of those dreams can really seem so unbelievably real that you wake up and you question reality. But that, in fact, was reality.
That is all I care about. And God bless the K-Rock listener who wrote, and it's such a good idea. I wanted to call everybody back from vacation to implement it. We got to get some sort of a booth where people pay $2 to go in and see it. It would be the coolest thing ever.
$5 to kiss it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. $10 to,
Ew.
Lisa.
Stop.
So we got to do that where we actually are carnival barkers, where there's a just like a little booth the size of a porta potty.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Step right up. See the oddity. Striker has a tail. $2. Get a look. $5. Smooch it.
People would totally pay for that. We'd be so rich.
You just work the circus.
Circuit?
Tour. Circuit.
Yeah.
Circus circuit. Yeah.
Well, that's all I care about. That's all I cared about last year. It's all I care about this year. I don't care about anything else. But
Striker has a tail.
Tail.
I went to Africa on vacation.
Yeah, me too.
I've been looking. I've been planning and looking forward to this my entire life. I've been saying, I got to go to Africa. We've been saving. It's super, super expensive.
Yeah.
But my God, it was unbelievable. And I was in the Serengeti in Tanzania, out in the middle of nowhere. And there are these tribes out there that still live. I'll tell you a little bit later, but they still live. They don't have electricity. They build huts out of cow dung. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that. They fight lions off. They're the most backwards. They get no information whatsoever of any kind from society. It's just them.
Yeah, it's
fascinating. There are many, many wives, and they're just out in the middle of the wild.
Sometimes a Coke bottle, though, falls and just disrupts their entire society.
No, that's
crazy.
That's just a movie. That's just a movie. But I walked up to a guy. I walked up to a guy, and the guy said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "That was my African. That was my Samburu."
Really? 2 weeks, and that's as good as it got?
He said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "United States." And he said, "What city?" And I said, "Los Angeles." And you know what he said?
Right.
Corey Maggette. No, he didn't. He said, Kobe!
Oh!
He said, Kobe, mother effer!
He did?
Yes, did he say Elton Brand? No, he didn't.
Oh,
stupid king of Mexico.
My God.
Suck it! Suck it!
That's amazing.
Kobe.
That's what he's got
in
for
the
LA.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
He knows Kobe.
Yes.
You know, there are...
Sam Cassell?
Nope, not so much. Did he say, did you see Kobe had 58 the other night, man? There are probably billions of people around the world, though, who just don't ever see any news from anywhere. I mean, their whole world is whatever's in their little village. The stuff that they actually see with their own eyes is all they know. And by the way, most of those people, probably pretty happy, probably fine.
Probably
don't really need to know if Paris and Britney broke up. You know, I mean, it's just not the type of stuff they need to know.
Very happy. The one thing that I was totally shocked by was every single child that you went by was waving huge smile on their face, happy as could be.
I wanted to move there. You didn't bring one back for us, though, so
no,
screw you.
They
that was the only thing we asked, by the way.
It is.
Hey, bring us back a little baby, because that's what you do when you go to Africa.
They
we
checked
see
my
Angelina.
Carry-on, and then they took it away, and I was unable
Dude,
to bring it.
Could have bought him a seat, for God's sake. You didn't have to check him. You understand that, right?
It's the holidays, man. It's not so easy to get an extra seat. That's all I'm saying.
Is this crowded?
Yeah, because I had a lot of orders. I mean, assistant producer Alex wanted one.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody.
She's so upset. She was all ready, man. I think she actually shopped for the baby's room while you were gone. And then you just broke her little heart.
And Bean, this is the last thing I'll mention here about it. But I got to tell you, in Kenya and Tanzania, Bean would be in super hot black woman heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
My God, are they good looking.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. I just kept looking at them going, wow. And they're not obsessed with.
Where's Playboy's, women of the Serengeti?
I don't know, but they need to go.
It's a great idea.
They need to go because they're amazingly hot.
Tramps of Tanzania.
Oh, my God.
Did you go to any of the villages where they're topless all the time?
Yeah, there were some.
Oh,
but see, the problem with the topless villages is a lot of the women who go topless aren't the ones who should.
Well, also, if they go topless from birth on, a lot of times, nature takes course early.
Yeah.
Things start to drop at 18.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But my God.
And then
God,
you get that National Geographic look.
And you wouldn't have left. I mean, you would have just said, I'm staying here for the rest of my life. They're so hot.
It does sound like the place for me. I should have considered that. It would have been a better vacation than the one I had.
Out in the middle of nowhere. What did you do?
Well, I had no power, no access to the information around the world either. I was living the way your friends in the village were living.
So you're like a tribe in Africa. That's what you're
essentially.
Like.
Maybe we'll. I know we don't have. We don't want to get too far behind here. Maybe we'll talk about it later. But some of the winds you're getting in Southern California today. We had those times two last month here in Seattle, and millions of people were without power and the whole deal. I had nothing.
Should have thought about that before you grew a tail.
Kevin, did you see the picture of Bean's car?
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
Completely
remember that?
Crushed yep. by a tree.
Pretty much cut in half.
Yeah, I saw that. Had an 80-foot hemlock fallen. Fortunately, it bounced off the roof of my house before it then just totaled my automobile. So I had both of those things going for me.
I sent that photo to everyone I knew.
He sent the most destruction I've ever seen in one photo. His cars, his house, everything. And all I could think the whole time is, his house really is pink.
That's
God's way of saying, stop it.
Well, the tree did not hit the house. It did hit the house hard enough to take it down to the insulation on the roof, but not hard enough to knock the pink off of it. That didn't happen.
That's too bad. Well, God will have another try, I'm sure.
It was not it's not the vacation you look back on and go, yeah, I wish I could have spent more time on the phone with State Farm. It's not, you don't look at that and go, wow, that was the best.
You mean insurance is not, it's not fun to talk about into? I'm
glad it's over.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
Alex, our assistant producer, who is known as Super Whore, she went out on a date. I don't know if you remember I think it was in December. Did we talk to them?
It was
in December,
yeah.
Either 2005 or 2006. I don't remember when it was.
I can't remember exactly. And what was the website? Chicks Who
Sugar
Love
Daddy
Money.
For Me.
Sugar Daddy for Me.
SugarDaddyForMe.com.
Yes, Sugar Daddy for Me. And she set up a date, and she went out on that date. Over the holiday.
Yes.
And he performed...
The act that dare not speak its name.
I don't think we know that yet. I don't think we've heard the details of the date. It just went out is all we know.
We'll find out just after the top of the hour, just after 6. We're going to find out how that date went. Also, we always like to come back from the holiday break and do a call-in topic on broken New Year's resolutions.
Because it's the second.
Because it kills us. It's the second of, by the way, January. Still have that one, huh?
Okay.
Still my fave.
And it's always funny to get people to call and say that my New Year's resolution was fill in the blank, and I broke it fill in the blank, which is always usually within hours of midnight.
Wouldn't you imagine, though, that stop smoking is still, you know, stop smoking and lose weight are still number one and two. And for the smoking one, because it is so addictive and such a hard habit to break, I would imagine that 90% of people break that one on the first day, right?
Probably.
Because it's so hard to quit cold turkey. So you're setting yourself up for failure if you make it a New Year's resolution.
You're quitting smoking and turkey?
Dude.
It's really rough. No tryptophan.
That is rough.
I think with smoking, too, they say you have to try like 8 times or something before it sticks. You got to just keep trying.
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah. Well,
and everybody I've ever met that tries to quit smoking on January 1st smokes like 14 packs on the 31st of December. This is my last shot, man. And you can't do that.
Same with eating, by the way. People are going to lose weight, man. They just start jamming it in. Woo, got to eat. Also on today's show, we are going to check in with Federlesi and find out just exactly...
How
his holidays were.
Oh,
we also have first-hand account from a K-Rock listener who showed up where he was and sat down next to him and heard him talking about the Kevin Bean Show.
What? No kidding.
What?
Yep. No kidding.
Yep. And... as you can imagine, he's not a big fan.
Damn, does that mean
Which
we're not going to get his new music?
Yeah, I hate to see that.
He's heard the Ashton Kutcher songs that Ashton does for us?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
So we'll have to talk to him about that today.
I don't know if we have room for this or not, but I did once again this year.
Yes. Yes, Dick Clark.
Ryan Seacrest and Dick Clark. On the New Year's Eve show.
Strokey? Was he better?
Strokey was back. He's a little bit better.
Was he a lot better? Was he completely
better? He's still not healthy enough that he ought to be on television.
Well, I think we'd definitely have to have time for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I do have some highlights for that. That show, by the way, don't even get me started on what a bad program that is. What a bag of hot air that show is.
Here's what's funny about that is everybody knows the TV programming on New Year's Eve is awful.
Yes.
And most of us completely tune it out. And I had, for one second, I thought, maybe I should watch it. Maybe I could bring in highlights or something like that. No, but you don't watch it. And I just put it right out of my mind.
I watched Channel 11. Is that?
Fox.
Yeah, just for maybe 10 minutes, and there's some girl yelling in Times Square, and then she threw it to some girl in Miami who was just screaming on the mic about sports and stuff, and just
that's good times right there, right?
And, yeah, so that was 5
we'll
minutes
talk,
of my
we'll
life.
Talk about it later if we have time, but basically all they do on the New York Times Square show is talk about what a great party it is. And in reality, it's just a bunch of people standing around.
Yeah.
They're not drinking. There's no entertainment except for one song. Like every 30 minutes, somebody gets out there and lip syncs. It's hardly nonstop partying.
It's almost always freezing.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it looks miserable.
A little warmer this year. Yeah, but they're just standing around waiting for 12 so that they can walk home. I mean, that's the whole party, and all they do for the whole like 3.5 hours that this thing is on the air is talk about how this is the only place to be in the world, and it's the biggest party, and it's the best party, and it's insane, and it's crazy. Yep. You know how Ryan Seacrest is; he hypes everything up. Anyway, you just can't believe how much fun it is, and you're just watching people just standing there, just letting their lives slip away from them.
That's my pet peeve about New Year's Eve parties and stuff, is because everybody has to say they're at the best party. Lightning comes to mind.
Yeah.
As he steps into the studio. And and no one's having fun. They just want to say they had fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's no good. As we were saying, people like to lose weight for the new year. We got Psycho Body today.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I also brought in another article about how it can be very dangerous for you to find the wrong physical trainer. And
oh, really?
I think that points right directly at Psycho Mike.
As well.
And coming up this morning also, Petros Papadakis in, talking about the big USC win in the Rose Bowl. And K-Rock's World Tour 2007, destination number one. We kick it off this morning at 7:15, and the showbiz beat is next.
Hey, where's that Ralph Garman guy, the guy with the funny voices? Isn't he supposed to be here today? What happened there?
No, he misunderstood. I think it's he's coming back tomorrow.
He was confused about what day to come back?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's funny.
Damn it, why didn't I think of that first?
I know, you'd think we would have, right?
Seemed clear to me.
Good. Well, we'll keep an eye on the showbiz beat for you, too, for 2007. Let's start with the big movies over the weekend. Kevin, you were in Africa where they don't have movies.
Nope.
So you probably are pretty far behind on seeing all the holiday releases that came out in the last 2 weeks, right?
I saw The Pursuit of Happiness with my twins, and that's it. I haven't seen Rocky. I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Well, the big story over the past couple of weeks has been the unbelievable, phenomenal, out-of-the-park, way bigger than anyone's expectations ever, success of Night at the Museum, which has already made $115 million since it was released with Ben Stiller.
Wow.
Another $37.5 million over the weekend. Ben Stiller's Night at the Museum. Unbelievable. Pursuit of Happiness? Yes, I'm sorry, Lisa?
No, I was kind of tempted to see that, but I hadn't heard anything from anybody, so I didn't go.
Yeah, I saw the, trailers, and I thought, well, not for me, but apparently for a lot of people, because
it looks fun.
That's just
Ben Stiller, He's kind of he's kind of a given.
Yeah, everybody loves the dude, too. Your Pursuit of Happiness, also a big hit, almost $20 million over the weekend. It's made $98 million so far. You liked it, I bet. Everybody seems to like that movie that goes to see
it. It was pretty good. I guess it's a true life story of the guy.
Yeah.
Who
was,
down and out, living on the street. He had his kid, and he figured out a way to get into stocks. But I got to tell you, he did everything wrong that a person could do. He parked where he shouldn't. He got parking tickets.
Well, yeah.
He didn't pay his taxes.
You.
Yeah, he didn't do anything smart the whole way along. I was thinking, well, of course he deserves to get slapped around. He's making all the wrong decisions.
And now, by the way, the guy is still alive and a multi-millionaire. I mean, it's a true story,
he
said.
Barely, yeah.
Dreamgirls is also a huge hit. It's still only in 800 theaters. It's already made $37 million. It was the biggest, I think, one of the biggest Christmas Day openings of all time, that Dreamgirls movie. Charlotte's Web, number 4. Rocky Balboa, number 5 over the holiday weekend.
You're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad manners.
We didn't say anything mean. We liked your movie.
Then The Good Shepherd, Aragon, We Are Marshall, Happy Feet, and The Holiday rounds out the top 10. One more movie note before we get into some of the celebrities making news over the holiday, and that is that George Lucas was asked yesterday when he was hosting the Rose Parade in Pasadena about the Indiana Jones movie. Hey, Harrison Ford's not getting any younger. What's the deal? Is it going to happen? And he said in the interview yesterday that not only is it going to happen, that they have a start date, they're going to start filming it this year, and it will be out for, I think, Memorial Day 2008.
No
The new
kidding.
Indiana Jones movie. It's actually going to happen. We're actually going to see that movie.
Are they going to somehow find a cure for whatever disease it is that has his jaw clenched, closed? He can't open his jaw?
There got to be a lot of people out there, by the way, who've never even heard of the Indiana Jones movies. The last one came out in 1989, you guys.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And if you haven't, rent or buy the first one, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, one of my top 10 movies ever.
Yeah, it's great.
That was, the second one, yes. Raiders of the Lost Ark was first in 81,
right,
then Temple of Doom in 84, then The Last Crusade in 89. And then the new one, we don't know what that's called yet, is going to be coming out in 2008 if Harrison Ford survives.
Let me just back up. Temple of Doom Blue. The first one was good.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if you heard over the holiday, but Michael Jordan is getting a divorce.
I hadn't heard that.
His wife Juanita filed for divorce last Friday. Apparently they were about to divorce in 2002, so it's not a big surprise to anybody. And as far as celebrities pregnant, Julia Roberts is having her third child with her husband Danny Motor.
Wow.
She just had twins two years ago.
A couple years ago, yeah.
And Tiger Woods' wife, Ellen Norgegrundensen, is going to have a baby this summer. That's their first.
She would have so many babies by now if I were married to her. Yeah. I got to tell you, I would impregnate her every hour on the hour.
Please.
Look at her.
Like that thing works.
Kevin, I don't know if it was a big story in Tanzania.
No, I can say. Safely.
Rosie O'Donnell versus Donald Trump is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. And it has been unfolding over the past couple weeks.
Haven't heard a word about it. I can't wait. I hate her.
All right. Well, here's what happened. A couple of weeks ago, there was a little bit of controversy when the Miss USA winner, Tara Conner, was, what was it, Lisa? They got photos of her. She was partying. She was drinking.
It was like college photos where she's just drinking and,
She was in college?
I think
not
so.
Not current?
Okay.
Well, that's the Miss Nevada story you're talking about, the college photos.
Oh, those are good photos. That's on TMZ.com.
Yes, those photos are fantastic. That's a whole other controversy. Yeah. But apparently she had been drinking and she was partying. She went into rehab and the whole deal. And Donald Trump met with her and he owns the Miss USA pageant. And he decided that he was going to let her keep her crown. He had a press conference where he said, you know, she's a good kid. She's going to pull it out. She's going to get it straight. Good. And I'm going to give her another chance. All right. Rosie O'Donnell was just furious by this, furious that Donald Trump is the moral compass for the 20-year-olds in America, and just went off on him and talking about, you know, just how much she hates him and she hates that he's pretending that he's got morals and blah, blah, blah,
blah. He cheated on his first wife and then he cheated on his second wife and, you know.
God forbid you should give a girl a second chance. God forbid you should, you know, ban her from a contest of beauty because she was drinking.
Oh, I agree with you
there.
That's just stupid. But I also agree with Rosie. I mean,
she's such a whole.
It's not like he's...
She's such a pot. Shut your pie hole. That
well,
bitch.
You would have thought that would have been it. That would have been a volley and that it would have been over. But Donald Trump, of course, is just talking to anyone who will talk to him about it.
Excellent.
And he says things like, she's a very dumb human being.
Excellent.
She's a loser.
She's fat. She's fat.
Yes.
Ugly.
Yes, yes.
She's fat. She's, you know, failed at everything she's done. Her magazine failed. Her show failed. By the way, her show, one of the most successful daytime talk shows in the history of television.
Yeah.
And Rosie retired
about.
From it, walked away from it. He says that show failed. He says Barbara Walters gave her a new life, but she'll fail at that, too, because she's inherently a stone-cold loser.
Nice. Here's a clip of his.
Hey, fatty, you are fat.
My very favorite quote, though, is the new one, and I think this just came out over the weekend. He said, can you imagine the parents of Kelly O'Donnell, who's Rosie's girlfriend? She said, Mom, Dad, I just fell in love with a big fat pig named Rosie. Can you imagine the expression on their face?
Awesome.
Isn't it the best?
He's such a street fighter.
Here's the thing. I like it when two people I despise fight because they can get as dirty as they want. It's entertainment to me. So I'm not rooting for anyone. I want them both to go down. So I love that.
Entertainment for us all.
I can't wait to see what happens next.
I don't know if you saw this, but page 6 of the New York Daily News, I believe it is, talks about Jessica Simpson's dad.
Oh, Joe.
He's the guy who was saying, look at her cans. My daughter's got, remember that? My daughter has real cans. Look at her boobs. Well, apparently he started a rumor that his daughter was dating Dallas quarterback Tony Romo. And he did that in exchange for game tickets.
Are you serious?
It was false. It was a complete lie.
That's awesome.
But he wanted game tickets, so he said, yep, they're dating.
And God.
And then they gave him game tickets. They've never even met, by the way, this quarterback.
That's hilarious. The other rumor, Mike, and you're the Cowboys fan on the show, is that he's dating Carrie Underwood. Is there any truth to that, or is that another just publicity thing?
Well, there's a lot more credibility there because they were, before the game where they unfortunately lost to Philadelphia, she was on the field hugging Tony Romo, like, minutes before they were playing. So that gives you some,
true.
You know, credence to the story.
Joe Simpson, he's the best.
Yeah, he's good.
We got plenty more stories we have to save for next hour. Today's celebrity birthdays, there are some good ones. Tia Carrere, remember her? What was her movie that she was in that she was so famous for?
The one where they had the little TV show. Yeah, Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, yeah.
Wayne's World, Tia Carrere, yeah. She's 40 years old today. We've had her on the show. She's just a beautiful, beautiful woman. Actress Kate Bosworth is 24 years old today. Gabrielle Carteris from Beverly Hills 90210 is 46. Actor Taye Diggs, Lisa, 35
yes.
today.
Yummy.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is 39, and supermodel Christy Turlington is 38. And that is the K-Rock Show Biz Beat.
We are back from vacation. Finally, it is the 2nd of January, 2007.
I know, it's hard to believe. It seems like about 2 weeks ago that it was Y2K fever. Like everybody was, what's going to happen when it turns to 2000? Man, all the computers in the world are going to blow up and we're going to die. Here we are, 2007. It's amazing. So I don't know why I keep subjecting myself to this. I really don't, because I didn't have to watch the New Year's Eve show with Dick Clark. I didn't. There wasn't. We hadn't planned on doing anything with it on the show. See, I could have easily avoided it.
I think you're wrong. I think something inside you is drawn to that badness. Like I'm drawn to retards. I think there's some kind of a connection there. You're really drawn to those shows.
It is a show that millions of Americans inexplicably watch every year. And I don't know, I guess they've done a nice marketing job, but somehow we're all conditioned to believe that Times Square, New York City, is the center of the universe on New Year's Eve.
Right.
That's the party, right? And in reality, it really is, it's no better than any place else. It's just a bunch of people standing around waiting until midnight.
I've always looked at that and thought, it's way worse than any place else you could be on the planet.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're cold, you're jammed in, you're outside, nobody's doing anything.
Right.
That looks like the worst. You can't even call it a party.
And by the way, you know you can't drink. I mean, the police are out there confiscating anyone who's got alcohol. You're not even allowed to drink. I mean, what kind of a New Year's Eve party is there where you can't drink? There really isn't any music to speak of. Every once in a while, they'll play something through the speakers. They do have a live performance like every half hour or something like that on the TV show of somebody who gets up there and lip syncs one song. You know, if you want to stand around with a million people at midnight and watch freaking Rihanna lip sync SOS, if that's your idea of a party, then yeah. good on you.
You enjoy. So, we're out.
Right. So Dick Clark, Strokey, it was back again this year, and we'll hear from him in a minute. But Ryan Seacrest is the host of the program, all right? And Ryan is not good, as you know.
Well, if you've heard, he's gotten okay at reading.
He's proficient.
He's gotten right? like good enough to be boring
right.
at reading, like on American Idol. He no longer, you know, blocks people from viewing. I don't think. I think he's just kind of out of the way. He's gotten that good. But when he ad libs, it's just a hot air comes out.
I think he's fine on American Idol, but he's, you know, trying to put some comedy into the New Year's Eve show on, two nights ago. And, you know, he does these comedy bits where, for instance, he goes out to he's doing a feature on people who have to work on New Year's Eve. That's the feature. So he goes to the Tavern on the Green, which is a famous restaurant in New York, and he brings them some cheer.
I know, like me, you have to work tonight, but I've got something for you. Could you come around? Now, you know, the big
he's in the kitchen, by the way, with the people who are going to be working New Year's Eve for dinners and stuff.
Right.
And he's lumping himself in with the people who have to work on New Year's. This is Ryan Seacrest, the guy who's probably getting like $300,000 or something like that to host a television show for 3 hours.
You may be washing dishes, but look at me. I'm hosting a TV show, man.
Right. Work.
We are the same. I have to work too. So he's in the kitchen with the dishwashers.
Now, you know, the big party in Times Square, I don't want you to miss a minute of it. So I brought you your very own flat screen TV and a message from my girlfriends.
All right, so he's got a television set up in the kitchen because I want to show you all the fun you're not having while you're right. making steak on New Year's Eve, right? A message from his girlfriends. I wonder who that could be. Could it be the cast of The View?
Hey, you guys at Tavern on the Green. Sorry you have to work on New Year's Eve. But we want you to enjoy watching the ball drop on this big screen TV.
So save us a piece of your yummy New York cheesecake.
Yeah, cheesecake.
In fact, send us the whole cheesecake and we'll divide it up amongst ourselves. Happy New Year!
Rosie O'Donnell, of course, from The View, who all she can think about is there's got to be a way I can get some more food.
Are you kidding me? He brought them Christmas cheer by getting a message from the girls on The View?
Yes.
And giving them a flat-screen TV. They won't have time to watch.
I would have
been really busy.
I would have changed that channel immediately.
Where's the humor?
Where's the humor? And who, sitting at home across America, tunes into that show to see Ryan Seacrest talk to a dishwasher? The program makes no sense at all. But Ryan's not done because now he's got to do something for the sanitation workers. What do you think he can do for the people who have to pick up the trash?
I hope it's... You know where we got to go next? Nobody works harder on New Year's Eve than the sanitation workers. So I got to bring him a Broadway star, my buddy Tony Danza.
Wait a minute.
Tony Danza.
Because they work for the sanitation department, so I got to bring up a Broadway star, Tony Danza. Now, what's the tie-in? What's the... anyone?
Well, sanitation workers do attend many Broadway shows.
Yes, they're
well-known
hardcore Broadway fans. They love it.
Let's talk to Tony about the trash, shall we?
How about the fact some people have to work tonight? Yeah. You're working tonight.
I got
to
work late.
It ain't me. I just finished my matinee. That's it.
You're
now
done?
I'm off. Now I'm going out. Huh?
But these sanitation guys have a hard job. They told me, though, that twice as much confetti's being dropped tonight.
That confetti's a pain in the neck. Let me tell you.
I got to tell you, that confetti, man, I wouldn't have to be the guy sweeping up after that, man.
I hate that.
Okay, so there's
Tony
the humor.
That I think that was the worst.
Okay. Tony Danza.
Wow. So then, you know, Ryan's job is, you know, he's the king of hype. He's, you know, big hat, no cattle. So as we've discussed, he has to make the New Year's Eve show in New York's Times Square the only place in the world. You can't believe how crazy it is. This place is insane. It's going off. Will you look at it? If you're not here, you're nowhere. Here's part of the hype.
There are 16,000 hotel rooms in the Times Square area, and every last one of them is sold out.
All right, let me stop you right there, because this is the first thing I thought when I heard that. 16,000 hotel rooms? Not that many. Las Vegas has 130,000 hotel rooms that are sold out not only New Year's weekend, but most weekends.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I'd also like to go do a room check. I'd like to know what percentage of those people are going to watch the ball drop from their hotel room instead of leaving. Probably 99% of
sure.
them.
Not really that impressive. You know, New York City has 10 million people in it, so they sold out 16,000 hotel rooms. Big deal. That doesn't make it a good party.
Dude, so this is like, it's Olympic-level partying. You've got to be young, in shape, and ready to go the distance, at least until midnight.
Oh, what? Dear God.
Where do you have to be a top athlete?
It's a stand
in Times Square until midnight.
It's Olympic quality party, man. To stand up for an hour waiting for the ball to drop.
I can't believe you. Don't shut up.
Well, it's time to meet the man, Dick Clark, who's been hosting the show for 35 years or something. And last year, if you recall on the show.
Play last year.
Dick was in very bad shape, and there was a lot of controversy about whether this is what you want to see on TV.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year.
So that was last year, and it was sad, and they should send Dick, God bless him, to Puppy Lake. But he's back again this year, and here's the moment that we get to see the man.
Now, it is an honor for me to co-host this show, which has become a tradition all around the country, as you know. A true television icon has made it that. We're so happy he's here once again with us, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dick Clark.
By the way, does anything make a New Year's Eve party at home go better than watching a guy recover from a stroke? I mean, doesn't that just say
that
party?
That is a party.
Thank you, Ryan. You know, this year looks like it's going to be the best New Year's ever.
Any thoughts so far?
He's gotten worse. He's actually gotten worse.
No.
Is there anybody at that channel that says, no, maybe not. Maybe we won't put him on.
Think about when I started here 35 years ago. It's hard to believe how far we've come.
Yep.
There are more cameras, more music, more people. It's still the biggest party in the world.
Listen to him. That says, woo! Happy New Year!
Not funny!
Yes, it is funny. We didn't put him on
TV. I can't wait to bring it to you. Don't go away. It's going to be great. Come on, right up.
Oh, Dick.
He's such a legend that he can't talk. Don't put him on.
And it's his show, of course. His production company. It's his choice to go on. But it would be, I agree, Kevin, great if somebody at the network said, Mr. Clark, it just, you know, God bless you. I hope you recover. Right. But it just doesn't say party. Doesn't say great time.
We don't want to see Muhammad Ali come out and box either.
Exactly.
For God's same sake. Deal. A little more Dick, Lisa. Wheel him out.
Welcome back. You know, there's a great feeling down there in the square. They started to arrive in the middle of the afternoon.
Huh?
And right now, they're all waiting for Christina, the tiny young lady with the big, big voice. She is a one of a kind. Ryan, I think the time is here.
Yeah, that's him. Bring it on, Christina.
God.
So hard for him to say anything. It's hard to listen.
That's as much work as he's done in 6 months to spit that out.
God.
One more clip, and this is my favorite, I think, because for some reason they give the 80-year-old stroke victim the job of leading the countdown to midnight. And it's hard enough to stay on time with 10987654 with the crowd, right? But here's Dick, who can barely talk, and he falls behind. And at one point, I think he's at least 2.5 numbers behind with the crowd. If you listen closely, you'll hear Dick's at 11, they're at 8. It's that kind of a deal.
Oh, God.
And he does his best to catch up. But I don't know. This seems like kind of a sad way to get into 2007.
One place to be on New Year's Eve. That's right here with us. How exciting is this right now? Unbelievable.
That's, by the way,
how
again,
is it unbelievable?
That's, yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of what Ryan does is, wow, this party is something else. Can you even imagine how great it is? Well, we can see it. It's not really that great. He's going to throw it to Dick here for the countdown. We're in the final 30 seconds now.
The electricity in Times Square. And I'm going to send it to the boss. Dick, take it away.
Thank you, Ryan. We're coming up on the new year in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Maybe he's just
drinking. The crowd is getting louder and louder. We're about to say goodbye to the old year in 2019.
By the way, God forbid you start him at 10.
No, no kidding.
Make Strokey start at 20. Why not 50? Why not make him count down from 100?
I would have watched.
18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. 11.
All right, no, now he's on 11. The crowd's on 8.
Right.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
He's not even close, is he?
Oh, my God. That's spectacular.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
Yeah, the crowd's already celebrating New Year's, Dick. You missed it. Sorry.
Oh, that's sad.
Wow.
I know. And the show, again, this year is like 3.5 hours long, too, by the way. Unfortunately, Dick isn't on for most of it. And then at some point, they do throw it back to Hollywood. Fergie was hosting a party at a club somewhere or something like that with Meatloaf singing. I mean,
oh, my God.
It was a sad, sad show, guys.
Young man, your thoughts on Dick Clark?
What a dork.
Let's talk about New Year's resolutions, shall we? Because everybody does this. New Year's Eve, everybody has to think, well, what should I do next year? What's my plan? How am I going to better myself this year? And last year, my plan was to get to work on time.
How'd that work out?
Not so well. So what I'm doing this year, my New Year's resolution, is to not get to work on time.
Really?
See?
So reverse psychology.
Boom.
Oh,
I'm here early.
See.
See how that works?
He was here early today.
I tried and tried. I tried everything I could. I've given up. I can't do it. So now I'm just going to get here early. I mean, late. I'm planning on getting here late, and then I'll get here early. That's the way it's going to work for me.
Okay. I feel good about this.
Yes, good.
The biggies, by the way, as you might expect, and we are going to be taking your calls with New Year's resolutions if you've already broken them, because that's funny that you make a resolution to change your life forever starting now, and then like 2 hours later it's over. But we do want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Or if you have, I think it'd be okay if you have a really unusual New Year's resolution.
Sure.
Like we had a guy 1 year called who says he's going to stop masturbating, for instance. I mean, if you got a call like that, we definitely want to hear from you. But the biggies are what you would expect. Lose weight is always up there.
Sure.
Quit smoking.
Sure.
Quit drinking is in a lot of people's lists.
Yeah, that's bad.
Quit smoking pot.
But you don't pick a night where there's heavy drinking to pick drinking. I mean, to stop drinking. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you do it the next day.
Maybe.
Exactly. Get out of debt is a very popular one. A lot of people say, you know what, I spend too much. I've really got to rein it in. I've got to get some sort of control. So that's one of the things they're going to do. There are a couple of others in the top 10, though, that is not stuff that I have thought about, but apparently they're very popular. More than 50% of people in a recent poll on New Year's resolutions say that they will spend more time with family and friends, for instance.
That's you, B. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
Is that ringing bells with you guys?
I have friends who work all day and all night and have kids. They only see them on the weekend. I can see how that would, you know, be frustrating.
Another popular New Year's resolution, especially this year, is help others. People who say they're going to volunteer more. They're going to do more non-selfish things. Mentor kids, help out at the library, you know, build a house, nonprofit organizations, that sort of thing.
No, that's bogus.
Get organized is a popular New Year's resolution.
Oh, that's huge.
That's mine, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's everybody's thing. Let me see. Enjoy life more. See, now that's a great resolution because it's so vague that you can pretty much say, yeah, I did that. I enjoyed life more.
I enjoyed life. I'm really enjoying life right now. Yeah, that's a good one. You gotta do things that aren't measurable. And then you can stand up to them fine.
Right.
Exactly. Here's another one in the top 10. This is one that I don't know a lot of people who anymore do New Year's resolutions. It seems like they're, I don't know if I'm wrong about this, but it seems like they're less popular now than they used to be. Maybe people just realize that they're not going to keep them, so they're not going to make them.
Right.
But learn something new is a very popular one.
That's bogus.
Whether it's learn a language, how to fix a computer, how to, you know, go back to school, challenge your mind somehow. That's another one that's real popular.
Oh, and how is education supposed to make me feel smarter? Besides, every time I learn something new, it pushes some old stuff out of my brain.
That's true. That is true, so don't do that one.
Did you guys make any resolutions this year? And again, we are going to be going to your calls if you have one and have already broken it, 1-800-520-1067. How about you, Lisa? You doing anything?
Well, every year it's lose weight, of course, but then you get hungry. So
then you eat.
I had Doritos yesterday.
Excellent. Good.
So that's going well. And then
you got to eat. In your defense, by the way, if you don't eat, you die. So
that's
you don't want to make a New Year's resolution that could kill you.
That's
good point.
A very good point.
Self-defense right there. Eating is self-defense.
And the other one was to give up coffee, which I am doing, which is hard when we get up so early. But I took the whole vacation to sort of wean myself off and have the headaches and everything. But now I feel pretty good.
You're okay, right?
I'm okay.
Okay.
So far, so good.
I'm looking at her in the eyes. I don't see any
I'm
sign
not
of...
one you want to make cranky,
yeah,
as
no
you
kidding.
Know.
All right. Just checking. Are you still putting sweet and low in the wine, though? That
no.
You'll keep?
You know what? Last year, my resolution was to stop doing that. So I stopped, and I switched to red wine. So I've kept a few of my resolutions.
Switched to red wine, but stopped putting sweet and low in it?
Yeah.
You're the only person I've ever heard of to put sweet and low.
I put that in white wine.
So what?
Well, it's different. But anyway, so I stopped drinking white wine. Now I drink red wine, and I don't use any sweetener.
Okay. And she just drinks sweetener straight now.
Yeah.
All right. So every year we take these calls. For example, Robert and Gardenia said he was going to stop smoking weed. And we're going to find out how that went when we come back. 1-800-520-1067. You made a New Year's resolution, and it hasn't gone quite so well as you had hoped. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you've already broken it, if you've already broken your New Year's resolution, we're looking for you.
William was on the phone, I think it was William, who had vowed to smoke pot, but then he couldn't hang on during the song because he had to go fire up a bowl.
Right.
So apparently we lost him, but we'd like you to call back or anyone else at 1-800-520-1067. Producer Lightning has stepped into the room, which is that high-pitched noise that only teenagers can hear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are you a resolution guy like? Because it seems like your life gets worse every year.
Not. yeah, that's true. Very true. No, I don't normally make the resolution. This year I thought it was worth it. So, with the store, with you guys, with all these projects I've got going on, I made my resolution was to spend more time with the family.
Okay, that's the one Bean was questioning, saying, I don't know anybody that does that because
that's
me. Bean's family touched him. But Lightning.
But how are you going to do that?
It's just about allocating time, just saying, you know, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. is family time, no matter what.
I got to tell you, I've never.
Be in bed by then?
he's going to keep them up.
Kids,
yeah. I've never seen anybody take longer to do something than Lightning. Every single task that he does, it takes him about 10 times as long as usual people.
My brain is not wired properly.
So he'll call at 7 o'clock at night and say, hey, I'm still at work. And, you know, he's made one call, but it was like a six-hour call. That's what's going on with him.
Lightning, do you know which kid is which? I mean, could you identify him by name just by looking at him?
No.
Okay.
Probably not.
But he'll fix that this year.
Yes. Okay, good.
So, yeah, so the wife says, what's your New Year's resolution?
Well, don't tell her.
Well, you know, I know you normally don't, but I wanted to make her feel good. And, you know, I'm really going to make a concerted effort, and I'm going to spend more time with the family, with you specifically, the wife, and the kids.
But do they want that? Is my question.
Oh, that's a whole other issue.
That's my question.
Wife, no. The kids, yes. Kids, yes. Because they don't know I'm a tard yet.
Okay.
All right. They just because I play with the toys and all that thing.
Okay.
So then I wake up the next morning at 6 a.m.
This is New Year's Day?
This is New Year's Day.
Okay.
And proceed to drive to the store and do inventory until 10 p.m. last night.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You worked from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. yesterday, the 1st of January.
Yes.
This is going to go well.
So I made my New Year's resolution. I will spend time with the family, and then the next day,
boom,
worked.
You weren't
Daddy, where are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you struggle at every level.
Yes,
all right. 1-800-520-1067. Potboy called back. Let's talk to Robert real quick. He is in Gardena. He made a New Year's resolution to stop smoking weed. And first of all, Robert, why? What's up? What's the deal there?
Morning, Kevin and Beam and Lisa May.
Hi, Robert.
Stop smoking weed, huh?
Well, I told myself that I would stop smoking weed. I got a good job. I'm elevating at work and stuff. And well, I went to work yesterday from about 10 to 9 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
As soon as I dropped my buddy off, man, I loaded up a couple of bong ribs.
Look,
and
look sometimes you just have to, you know?
Yeah. I was out on the floor, knocked out for about half an hour, just, man, I couldn't believe it. And I said, oh, my God. I told myself I wouldn't do it anymore. And I'm trying not to do it again, but the possibility that it might not happen.
Here's my favorite thing. Here's my favorite thing about New Year's resolutions is that everybody makes a resolution, and they think in their minds, I'm not going to break this one time all year. All this year, I'm going to be 100%. And then as soon as they blow it, they go, I ruined it. I might as well just smoke weed all year.
They give it
that's
up.
Right.
That's
might as well just keep on smoking.
That's
what I like about New Year's resolutions. Let's go to Tony in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Tony. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, Tony.
How are you doing?
We are good. Your New Year's resolution was what?
I was going to stop chewing tobacco.
chewing tobacco. Yeah, you can't really use that language.
Maybe you could stop swearing on the radio, too. Maybe you'd add that to the list.
Okay, so you're going to stop chewing, and chewing is bad on a lot of levels. You can, you know, you can ruin your lip, you can get the cancer, the whole deal, but it's really addictive, right?
It's attractive, though, to women.
Yeah.
It turns them on to think about that mouthful of chew.
If I see a guy with the thing.
Hello? Hello?
Something is going on this morning.
Patient person.
That guy needed to dip right now. I'm too excited about this next story. I got an email from a K-Rock listener over the weekend. This is why K-Rock listeners rule.
Okay.
Our audience is the best audience, and I know a lot of people say that, but listen to Laura's email. Hola, Kevin. My name is Laura, and I have a nifty story from you. Due to the fact that my job is awesome, back in September, or maybe October, I went to a taping at an NBC studio. I went to see Whitney Cummings, who's hilarious, perform on Carson Daly's very unhilarious show. In the same building as Carson's set, Ellen was filming her show at about roughly the same time. The day in question, the whole Spears clan was hanging out because one of them was going to be on Ellen. I first saw K-Fed from about 50 feet away.
She probably smelled him before she saw him.
He and all his useless followers were trying very hard to look big and mean and scary and thuggish, but all they managed to do was accomplish looking very out of place. From where I was standing, it was obvious that K-Fed was absolutely angry about something, but I was so far away that I couldn't hear what he was saying. Being the nosy little bitch that I am,
yes,
I decided to abuse my press pass and make my way closer to the loser. Soon, I was standing about 2 feet from him and planted myself on a bench to have a cigarette and do some eavesdropping. My stealthy work paid off, and I was soon able to listen in while he ranted about none other than Kevin and Bean.
No way.
Listen to what he had to say about us. F those guys. One of them even has the same effing name as me. He should show some respect.
Yes. Well, in Federline's defense, Kevin is a very unusual name, and clearly you ripped it off from him.
They don't understand how huge this is going to blow up to be. When I'm all famous and I'll never do their show because they're a couple of effed up nobodies. They got stupid radio shows. They got no reason to think they're better than me. They're not special.
Dude, everyone is better than you. It's not just us. Everyone is better with you. And you're not going to do our show because you're going to be interning on our show within this year.
After a few minutes of this ranting, I got bored. My cigarette was long gone, and my low-cut top was beginning to attract attention from the sheep that follow K-Fed around. Fearing for my life, I bolted and went back to inside to enjoy the gourmet cheese platter in the green room in Carson's set. Keep up the good work.
That's awesome.
One of them even has the same name as me.
Well, we're going to talk to Mr. Federline in a moment. But first, I think, don't we have the lovely ex, Mrs. Federline? Do we have Brittany on the line?
I believe we do. Hello?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Brittany.
Happy New Year, Handsome John.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's great to talk to you guys. Now, we were just doing a story in the showbiz about you falling asleep after midnight on New Year's Eve. You were hired at Caesar's Palace at the Pure nightclub?
Oh, yeah, y'all. It was hard. There was not even, like, enough Red Bull and stuff. So, whatever. I passed out at, like, nine?
Nine?
They hired you to count down to midnight. Apparently you passed out and got carried out.
Yeah, but, y'all, I started partying at, like, noon.
Right.
Brittany, isn't this...
I was celebrating
this...
every, like, time zone and stuff. Like, because
I see,
like, Australia, yay! And
I see. I got you.
But isn't this the second time in 2 weeks that you had to be helped out of a nightclub because of something like this? I mean, what's going on with you? I thought you were laying back on the hard partying ways.
No, y'all, it's hard. Like, I'm a single mom, and it's just really hard at home by myself, y'all, and I just wanted to party, and I hadn't, like, been out to a new club in, like, a couple years.
Right.
And I just wanted to party with Paris.
You've been out at a lot of clubs, Brittany.
Lately, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you that. Let's bring K-Fed onto the show. Good morning, K-Fed. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up? Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. Good morning.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Brittany? Aww.
You guys had that fat bitch on the phone?
That's not.
Well, we thought we always talked to both of you together to find out what's going on. I didn't know it was going to be like this.
Things have changed, Bazine.
Yeah, they have changed.
Things are different now. You know what I'm saying? I thought you would have my back after all I've done for you on the show and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So she's only talking to you through attorneys now, it sounds like, K-Fed. Sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever. You know what
about this email that Kevin was sent over the holidays about the woman who heard you talking smack at us when you were on the Ellen DeGeneres show? What's up with that?
They are erroneous claims. You know what I'm saying? I would never talk down on you. You know, that might have been one of my imposters. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there fronting, trying to be K-Fed.
Because K-Fed's so successful?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. You know what I'm saying? People going around signing my autograph. You know, they throw the hat on sideways, the bag of jeans. You know, they pretend to be me so they can get the ladies, you know, the Skrilla scratch paper. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to play a clip from you talking on one of the shows, and then I'm I'm going to ask you how that's going. Here's the clip.
I know what I have. Like, people, when they hear it, they hear the record, when they see exactly what's put down, then they're going to have to give me respect in that manner.
Okay, so how's that working out for
First
you?
Of all, look how much more excitement I bring to your show.
You do,
when
but...
When I'm on other shows, I talk like this. If you see how much I know what I got. When I'm on your show, I'm up, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I give you my A game.
Right.
Right, but I think what Kevin's question is, you're talking about how it's all, once the, everybody hears the album, they'll realize what a musical force you're going to be, yet your album sold less than 10,000 copies.
We talked about this.
It's out. It's out. About this. Everyone's heard it now.
Commercial success does not necessarily, you know, it's not a good sign of how artistically valid something
is.
It might have been over people's heads. I understand that.
No one's giving you any artistic.
My game is strong. You know what I'm saying? It might have gone over people's heads. Maybe I'll draw it back next time. What? I'll draw it back so I can give it, make it more powerful. To a commercial audience, bitch.
What about canceling all the shows that you were going to do? I mean, you've done pretty much like two shows. That's it.
It wasn't me canceling them. It was the law. It was the man. You know what I'm saying?
It
law
was...
enforcement. You know what I'm saying? The police department in different towns are like, we ain't letting that thug up in here.
That is not.
No, it could be a riot. Straight up riot up in Anaheim. Up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? They can't handle a black man like me.
K-Fed?
You know what I'm saying?
First of all,
I've been chained down for 400 years.
All right.
You're not chained down.
You're not black. You weren't oppressed. And there was lack of ticket sales. That's why you were canceled.
All right, okay. K-Fed, let's move away. Let's move away from the career talk for just a moment and talk about how it's going for you personally. Now, last year at this time, you were married to America's pop princess Britney Spears. You guys were banging all the time. You had millions of dollars to spend. You were living the good life. What was Christmas 2006 for you like as a single, recently divorced man?
It was a little different. You know what I'm saying? I spent most of my time at the Best Western in Tahunga. I partied with some of my boys. Doc and the Rock is chilling.
What?
He came by. We were doing blow.
What?
Yeah. You know what? We got a couple toothless hookers. It wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying?
You were bragging so all year long. You were bragging about how much money you had, how you roll, what kind of clothes you wear, what kind of cars you drive.
I'm not pretentious though, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm not all hat, no cattle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to show off all my stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable.
So you changed.
I'm comfortable. That's right.
Okay. All right.
Now, I'm humble, dog.
You're humble. Well, of course you're humble. The world pretty much gave you the finger.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'll give it right back because I'm like that thug life on my chest.
Shut up. All right, now. Sorry. Now, tell me about the song. We have a song here. Are you still putting out music?
What do you mean am I still putting out music? I can't stop.
Well, I'm saying.
You tell Da Vinci not to paint stuff?
Listen, you're not Da Vinci, okay?
I'm the rap Da Vinci.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no.
I am.
Oh, for God's sakes.
All right. Renaissance man. Woo!
What is this song about, K-Fed?
Listen, okay, like I said. You know what? My earlier work was a little bit too artistic, mm-hmm. a little too avant-garde,
right.
a little too highbrow
for commercial
audiences. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I decided to do a remix, a little remake of a song that I already know is commercially successful.
Oh, you know so you're going to remake a song somebody else made successful.
After I heard how Dave Clipper Nation's Back worked out. He took Sexy back. He worked it his own way.
Right.
It was a hit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I figured I could take a song that's already popular right now, rework it with Fetalisi Stiz Isles, and it will be a hit too.
Okay.
This song is called Fetterlicious.
Fetterlicious. Brand new music now on the world famous K-Rock.
Four, tres, two, uno.
Remix! Kevin Fetalisi style, y'all. Yeah. Check it out. Fetalicious definition, wish I was a Negro. You'll find me at the bar or losing cash in the casino. I'm the K to the F to the E to the D, and can no other wigger put it down like me. I'm Fetalicious. My penis is vicious. It's really, really long and no slouch in the thickness. I'm a wigger. I wish my skin was black, black. And ever since Britney left me, she took my cars back. Fetterlicious. He's really broke. Fetterlicious. His music sounds like it's a joke. Fetterlicious. Born and raised in Fresno. Fetterlicious. Fried chicken, watermelon. Fetterlicious def. Fetterlicious def.
Come on.
Fetterlicious def. Fetalicious definition, wish I was a Negro. I wish my bank account would match the size of my ego.
Yeah.
I'm the K to the F to the E to the D, and can't no other wigger put it down like me. I'm Fetalicious. I drink malt liquor. I wish there was a surgery to make my lips bigger. I'm a wigger. I wish I was real black, black. And yesterday the bank foreclosed on my cattle. shellac, Federlicious. He's white trash, Federlicious. He wears his pants below his ass, Federlicious. He's got more kids than Flavor Flav, Federlicious.
Menthols.
Oh, Kevin, have you heard from Fergie?
Not yet, but I'm sure her attorney's on the phone right now.
Yeah, nicely. Send somebody out of the country so that they can almost die like our friend Doto. Have you guys heard about this?
What's going on with Doto?
Well, Doto, as you know, travels the world. I don't know how. His dad is rich, I think.
His dad, yeah.
And he's got like English, it's like schools for English speaking people.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, is Dow Doe. Doto, Kevin and Bean.
Yes, Dad.
I just don't know what the hell to tell you guys, man. I just got back from a damn buffet, man. I went to Todai Buffet. You know how much they charge me?
No.
About $25, Kevin Bean. But I make plenty of money so I can afford any food, but at least I'm pretty good. I'm trying to watch my weight, Kevin Bean.
Okay.
I'm about 220. I'm almost freaking about 220. I really need to get down to 190.
Right.
So at least I just got back from this buffet, man. So Kevin Bean, I really want to make it in the entertainment industry, so I guess I know what I'm doing. I know what the heck I hate to do, so.
Okay.
Yeah, my stomach, man.
Right,
it's really killing me.
I ate so much at the buffet, I need to lose 20, 30 pounds, but man, did I gorge myself.
So Doe is traveling for the holidays, right? He went back to Asia and ran into a little bit of trouble from the airport. Now, did we actually get this report from Doe himself, or is this from somebody else?
Here's what happened. Lightning is in contact with the guy who introduced us to Doe.
Okay.
His name is Caesar. He said, guys, you have to talk to this guy, Doto. He's magic. So we started talking to him. Caesar wrote Lightning, so forwarded Lightning this email from Doto. Caesar, and then he spells his name wrong. Hear this, he begins his email. KL Airport in Malaysia. That's a sentence. That's a whole sentence.
Oh, okay.
When the immigration official scans my belongings prior to boarding for Singapore, found cocaine.
Oh my God.
I said I had nothing to do with it.
By the way, the right thing to say if you're in a foreign country and they find cocaine in your luggage.
While I was in the restroom, forgot to lock my suitcase. Someone put the cocaine inside my suitcase. They had me take a lie detector test. I passed, thank God, and they let it go. Since Malaysia is a Muslim country, they follow Islam laws and regulations. If found guilty, it's the death sentence, period. Yeah. They hang and shot. So it's not enough that they string you up like Saddam. They also shoot you.
Wow. Wait, while you're in the noose? I mean, yes. They actually go through the trouble of putting you in the noose and then shoot you?
Yes. After you're dead, they start shooting you up, apparently. In Malaysia, 30% of the population is Chinese. Chinese and foreigners mainly control the business community, while now he's given us some kind of a history lesson. I don't know why. While Malays and Indian controls politics and education. Malaysia was a British colony for many years. I was scared, though.
Well, of course you were scared. I'd be scared, too. They take it very seriously. As you mentioned earlier, I mean, you steal in some of those countries, they cut your hands off. Let's remember that Singapore, which is the place that Doe was trying to get to, wasn't that the place, Lisa, where the American guy was caned because he littered?
Yep.
I mean, threw gum on the ground, and they caned him, right?
Yes.
So that's not the place. They take very seriously the anti-drug laws in a country like that.
He almost got hung and then shot.
That would have been
seems excessive.
That would have been a bad end to a K-Rock Lister right there.
They must have an excess economy that they can do both. They can afford the rope and the bullet. No problem with that.
He's always wanted to be in showbiz, though. He would have been a YouTube star after that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let's write him back.
Can we talk to Doto? How can we get a hold of him?
We never know when we can talk to him. We're trying. We're trying to go back channel on his ass, but you know, it's difficult like usual. So we'll try and get him on the show and talk to him about maybe just barely escaping the death penalty, which is not really how you want to spend your holidays, I wouldn't guess.
No.
You know, we're going to talk about the Rose Bowl here in a minute. The bowl games, I know it sounds like a joke. It sounds like all the stand-up comedians make fun of how many bowl games there are now.
Right.
There are still 4 more, 5 more bowl games already? I mean, it seems like they've been going on for like the last month. There's still the Orange Bowl tonight. Then there's the Sugar Bowl tomorrow. Then the International Bowl, which everybody can't wait for, which is Cincinnati versus Western Michigan. That's Saturday.
What the hell is the International Bowl?
I don't know.
Then there's the GMAC Bowl on Sunday.
How are the smallest two teams in the world playing in the International Bowl? Shouldn't they be bigger teams?
I don't know what to tell you.
What the hell's going on?
And then, of course, Monday is when it finally all ends in Glendale, Arizona. That's the big game. That's Ohio State versus Florida. But it's just, it's so hilarious because, you know, every year they add more. It started back on December 19th with the Poinsettia Bowl in San Diego. Now, that was Mountain West versus somebody.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. That was TCU versus Northern Illinois. That's the Mountain West Conference versus an at-large team.
Let's cancel that. That's not needed.
Well, that one's already been played.
Okay.
Then there was the Las Vegas Bowl, the New Orleans Bowl, the PapaJohns.com Bowl.
It's really? Not even Papa John's. It's not even the pizza place. It's just the website?
Just their website. The New Mexico Bowl, the Armed Forces Bowl, the Hawaii Bowl, Motor City, Emerald, Independence, Holiday, Texas, Music City, Sun, Liberty, Insight, Champs Sport Bowl. That one was in Orlando, by the way. That was on Friday night, December 29th. The Meineke Car Care Bowl was a big one this year on December 30th.
No.
That was Boston College over Navy. Then there was the Alamo Bowl, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, which I know is a favorite of yours.
Yeah, that's the one I want to be in, the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Georgia beat Virginia Tech on that. The MPC Computers Bowl.
Oh, that's a good one.
There's a bowl by products I've never heard of. What's the MPC computer? What is that?
No idea.
I don't know, but I do like to see that they're trying to spare the athletes' feelings by putting every single team in a bowl. I think that's good.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Outback Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Gator
You're
Bowl,
not
the
done?
Capital One Bowl, and then, of course, the Rose Bowl. And that was played yesterday where USC finally was the team that we wanted them to be.
Yeah, they played really well. They were passing in the second half like crazy. I don't know if you saw the point after kicker. He missed two in a row, and Brent Musburger was actually laughing at him.
Oh, you're kidding.
Missed two extra points. Extra points are just, they're gimmies in football. They're just, you walk up, you do it, you're about 99% on them, and you walk off the field. So it's a good thing that guy wasn't needed.
That's the only thing they ask you to do. Yes. That is your job.
Brent Musburger, though, he committed the cardinal sin, as far as I'm concerned, when he started talking about the coach of Michigan, who, of course, lost to USC yesterday. And he started talking about all the flack he's going to catch.
And I'm not trying to start anything, but I do know that the media and the people on the websites and the bloggers.
Okay, listen. Bloggers don't need to be mentioned. It used to be a day when you used to have to be able to write, so for people to read what you had to say.
Right.
But we know from being, it's crap.
Anybody can do it.
It's just crap. Anybody can get online. Yeah. You don't use a blogger as a...
I think his point is that there are going to be fans of Michigan who are going to say, look, even though you were 13-2 or whatever you were this year, you should be fired because you lost this bowl
game.
Right,
but if they're saying that in a blog, you discount it immediately because they're bloggers and everybody has one. That's like calling random people at home. That's ridiculous. True. And then the other guy could.
They're going to come after the coach.
I thought we put the bloggers away for a year.
There you go. So he wants to stop listening to the bloggers just like I do, because bloggers are just dumb. All bloggers, dumb.
All bloggers are dumb.
Yes.
How dare you.
All bloggers. But really, was it Studio 60, Bean? Was it Studio 60 where they...
Oh, yeah.
Where she used...
Where Christine Lottie used...
A blogger as a source.
Yes.
And they just raked her over the coals.
Yep.
Because
so like, well, you don't know. It could be a 15-year-old kid in his basement.
Exactly.
No idea.
You don't necessarily need any credentials to have a blog. That's true. But who knows how much credentials people have who write for newspapers and magazines.
More than bloggers. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Someone hired him, at least.
Where's our pal Petros? Petros, are you on with us? We're supposed to be talking to you about the big game yesterday.
Sorry, I'm a little bit late. I had some tainted tabbouleh, and I've been vomiting hummus for the last 4 hours.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to catch a plane today.
I got to go to Denver Airport. You understand me? I'm in Denver's Airport. You understand? It's now. I'm the P.
Hey, we were talking about New Year's resolutions just ahead of getting into the showbiz beat here. And Lisa was talking earlier how she's given up the coffee. Too much caffeine.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I didn't get a chance to say that I have a New Year's resolution also this year. This
you do?
I do.
You're so the opposite of the New Year's resolution type.
But you know how something just, it gets under your skin, it just claws at you and claws at you, and the months go by and the years go by, and eventually you just say, I have to do something about it. I have to figure out how to stop this pain, to make this pain go away.
Right.
I'm going to fly to D.C., and I'm going to grab Gerald Ford's casket, and I'm going to put it in the ground so they will stop this funeral that has been going on for, it seems like, 2 weeks. They've been touring the old man's body around so people can line up and walk past it, and for some reason, they got to cover it 24 hours a day on all channels.
Dude, turn off the TV.
Oh, that's he can't
not an
do that.
For me. You
that's
know that.
Not
Come
a resolution.
On.
Well, that's just, we'll say
they
he
did
was
the
a president,
same thing with
for God's
Reagan.
Sakes.
They're taking him everywhere.
It's
he's
the
on
tour.
A world. He's on a world tour. It was just all weekend long. He was in Palm Desert, and then they flew him to D.C. and he's there for days. And now he's going on to Michigan, and it's just they got to cover the guy. Look, his funeral is now taking longer than he was actually in office as president of the United States.
Longer than he was alive.
It's just getting absurd at this point. Just bury the man. Just let it go,
dude. He's got to have some just terrible what do you call it when you get...
Rot?
No. Rot is a better word than I was looking for, so let's go with rot.
All right. I'm just saying, stop it already. I'm just saying, it's enough with the funeral. That's all.
Lisa, my Gene Simmons here.
Yeah, Gene.
I hear you've given up coffee.
Yeah.
Do you still take cream?
Okay.
Thank you. Ralph will be back tomorrow.
Hopefully. We think
he's flying back from Philadelphia today. He apparently just couldn't resist the opportunity to go see his Eagles. So he'll be back tomorrow. We'll take a look at the Showbiz Beat for you right now. Good news, if you're watching the Rose Parade yesterday, I don't know why you would be.
Because you're bad.
Because you're my mom.
118 years now they've been having the Rose Parade yesterday.
Yeah.
George Lucas was the Grand Marshal, and they interviewed him, as they always do. Hey, why were the Star Wars movies bad, and what's up with Indiana Jones? Those are the two questions he always gets asked.
Right.
I did answer the second one, which is that they are going to start filming it this year, and in theaters by 2008 will be the fourth Indiana Jones movie with Harrison Ford, age 64.
Ladies and gentlemen. Those of you don't recognize the name of that movie, it was famous in the early 1900s. I think 1905 was the first one.
A lot of people don't realize this. This is a good trivia question if you ever get the opportunity to use it. Raiders of the Lost Ark was actually the first movie ever made. That was the original film.
Wow. No kidding.
Even before the black and whites?
Wow. Yep, it sure was. So actually, Raiders came out in 81. The sequel, Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom, came out in 84. And then Indiana Jones, Last Crusade, came out in 89. So I think you can tell it has taken them a while to figure out a way to make the fourth one. But apparently it's going to be happening.
How do you follow up whichever one of those movies the guy reaches in and pulls out his beating heart? Out of his chest.
Cool.
And then the guy whose heart has been taken out looks at it and faints and falls over and dies. How do you top that? You reached in and pulled out his heart while he was alive.
There probably are a lot of people who have never seen an Indiana Jones movie who are listening to this show right now. You know, they were little kids when they came out.
Sure. Rent the first one. The first one was maybe one of the best movies ever.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Great.
The three films together, by the way, in case you're interested, have earned 14 Academy Award nominations. They've won 7 Oscars and have grossed more than $1.182 billion worldwide.
Wow.
So there's a lot to live up to for episode number 4, which comes out next year. Speaking of movies, at the holiday box office, Night at the Museum, a huge hit for Ben Stiller. $37.8 million at the box office over the weekend. That film has made over $115 million already.
Wow.
Which is big, big bucks. Pursuit of Happiness, number 2. Kevin, you saw that with Will Smith. How was that?
It was pretty good. It's based on a true story. It's a pretty tough story, but it's pretty good.
That's the part I didn't like about it. I wanted a little more of the good. Because right at the very end, things turn out.
Not good enough for you for a Hollywood ending where it all turns around at the very end?
Because there was so little of it and there was so much pain. It's really hard.
It was pain the whole time, and then just before the credits roll, they went, and he was okay.
Exactly.
And everything worked out fine.
That was pretty much it.
Everybody was saying that this was a little bit of a risky role for Will Smith to kind of play a grown-up, not a wisecracking guy, but he's apparently got the acting chops to pull it off. Everybody's giving him real high marks for
this. He was good. He's got a good porn stash, too.
Yeah.
A great porn stash. More people need to grow mustaches. That's what I'd like to say in the new year.
Pursuit of Happiness should cross the $100 million mark today or tomorrow. Dreamgirls was number 3 over the weekend. It's made $37 million so far. Then Charlotte's Web, Rocky Balboa, The Good Shepherd, Aragon, We Are Marshall, Happy Feet. By the way, Happy Feet has made $175 million already.
My.
And The Holiday rounds out your top 10 at the holiday box office over the weekend. Kevin, you were in Africa, and I know we're going to be hearing some stories about your vacation coming up after the news at 8 o'clock. You were not around to hear all the mudslinging that was going on between Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump.
No, but it sounds like the perfect fight. Two people who I hate destroying each other. I love that.
So you don't really care how ugly it gets. You just want them both to hurt.
The more ugly, the better.
Lisa, why don't you explain for folks who may have missed the story over the Christmas break what started the big feud?
Well, I guess there was something about the Miss Teen. Was it Miss Teen America or Miss America?
Miss USA.
Okay. She went into rehab and she had this history that wasn't known, and then it came out, and then there was a big discussion about whether she should give up her crown or not, and Donald Trump came out and said, no, we're not going to have her give it up.
Did she turn ugly all of a sudden? Because isn't that really what it's based on?
Really, it is. And Rosie O'Donnell on The View was very upset and said, you know, of all the people to be our moral guide, it shouldn't be Donald Trump. He's been, you know, he cheated on every wife he had, and he's a liar, and he's a terrible man.
Because he gave the woman a second chance?
Well, she's just saying he shouldn't be our moral compass, basically.
Don't go to him to decide what 20-year-olds are allowed to do, because he certainly shouldn't be a role model, according to Rosie. By the way, Rosie also said that Donald Trump went bankrupt, which Donald Trump says A, isn't true. He never went bankrupt, and because I guess he reorganized the finances. And B, he says he's going to sue her for it because damaging to him for her to say that.
So. I thought he went bankrupt, too, at one point and came back.
It's getting uglier and uglier, though, because Donald Trump has gone on to say how ugly she is and how fat she is. And she's a loser. And everything she does, she fails at. And she's going to fail on The View. My favorite quote, and it doesn't end, is that Donald Trump's awesome because he loves being on TV and he loves being interviewed and he loves the publicity. So my favorite quote just happened over this week. When he said, can you imagine the parents of Kelly? He's talking about Kelly O'Donnell, Rosie's partner, with whom she lives and has all these kids, right?
Right.
When she said, Mom, Dad, I just fell in love with a big fat pig named Rosie. Can you imagine the expression on their face? Come on!
Don't be stupid!
How awesome is that?
That's awesome.
Celebrities, Kevin, are just like us.
Yeah.
They do all the stuff that we do, include get pregnant. Julia Roberts now expecting baby number 3 with her husband Danny Motor. She has twins, of course, who, and I love this. Let's never forget that her twins are named Phineas and Hazel.
I didn't know that.
She shouldn't be allowed anymore.
She should have to give Phineas back.
I'm really wondering what she's going to name the third one when he's due sometime later this year. Also pregnant, Tiger Woods and his wife, Ellen Nordgren. They're going to be having a baby this summer. Yeah, she is about the hottest of all the sports wives, that's for sure. Tiger just turned 31 years old this weekend, by the way. He's just 31. Doesn't it seem like he's been famous your whole life?
Yeah, he has.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Congratulations to our pal Jay Moore. You know, he has been dating Las Vegas star Nikki Cox for some time. They got engaged early last year. Well, they got married Friday night in Los Angeles. So this is Nikki Cox's first marriage, Jay's second, so we wish them the best. Michael Jordan and his wife have announced that they have filed for divorce.
I don't think that's a surprise to anyone.
No.
Is it?
No.
Because they've been on and off since about 2002. They've been on and off with, you know, maybe getting divorced, all that stuff.
It does seem like he has partied, too, by the way. It does seem like she's had to look the other way a little bit throughout the course of their long marriage.
He's maybe the most famous person in the world, you know. Well, he's got arguably in the top 10. And good-looking and athlete, old deal.
Yep.
I won.
We talked last hour about how Britney Spears fell asleep at the New Year's Eve party that she was being paid for. She apparently was drinking Grey Goose vodka and Dom Perignon champagne.
Excellent.
She also had a rum and pineapple drink at one point. She was at Pure, the nightclub at Caesar's Palace, and yelling happy effing New Year to the assembled crowd before she basically passed out.
And then she passed out.
Happy effing New Year! I didn't hear what they paid her.
They paid her and they carried her out.
I didn't hear what she got, but apparently Paris Hilton was being paid something north of $1 million to work as a hostess on a New Year's Eve party in Australia. They were doing a some sort of a contest where they were naming a new girl to represent Bondi Blonde Beer.
What?
And Paris was one of the celebrity judges and was there at the ceremony to get them bunches of publicity or something like that.
They paid her $1 million for that.
$1 million to go hang out in Australia, and they paid for her air travel and her transportation and her, you know, first class hotel and all that stuff, plus $1 million.
Right.
You can make a living partying now.
Yes.
You can, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's true.
Five years ago, that wasn't a job.
And did you see the story where she dined and dashed? Did you see that?
Yes.
In Australia.
This is what's incredible. She's making $1 million to show up at a party. According to New York Post Page 6, she stiffed a restaurant after having a hamburger, a coffee, and a mineral water. Apparently, there was an $8 bill, and she didn't have the money or didn't care to pay and just walked out on it.
How awesome is that?
So they paid her $1 million, but she didn't have the money for a meal.
Right. Hey, sorry about that whole food thing. I got to run.
Oh, my God.
She also, by the way, in Australia, went on a $2,200 shopping spree for jewelry and lingerie, which seems awfully small for Paris Hilton.
No kidding.
I would imagine she would spend $2,000 at, you know, 7-Eleven. But, sure. Yeah, maybe celebrities aren't just like us.
I'm guessing she doesn't go to 7-Eleven at all, Bean.
And one more, because you're not going to believe she did it, but supermodel Kate Moss, not only back together with her boyfriend from the band Baby Shambles, Pete Doherty, but apparently they got married on New Year's Day in Thailand.
Ooh.
And that's got to be of great concern to Kate Moss's friends and family, because she's enormously wealthy. She's worth over $62 million.
God, I had no idea she had that much
money. He's talented, but the biggest druggie ever.
Huge druggie.
I don't know
what
anybody.
What are the chances he's going to clean up?
What are the chances he's going to be alive this time next year?
Yeah.
I don't think she has to worry about him spending all of her money, because he won't be alive.
I like $62 million of drugs, please. That's what he's going to say. Yeah.
He'll use it all in one weekend.
Yep. It's going to be a hell of a weekend, though.
Apparently, they spent the weekend in Thailand taking in fireworks, and then they got married on New Year's Day. And I guess they're going to have another ceremony. It's another one of these deals where they have a ceremony, but is it really legal? Because, you know, you got to file all the paperwork if you're overseas and stuff. So they're having another ceremony back home in London on January the 18th. So maybe that'll be the official one. I don't know.
Or maybe she has time to change your mind.
There can't be anyone out there who said, hey, Kate, seriously, this guy, keep her.
Going places.
Go ahead and marry him.
He's the he's one of those people who has been as far as he's ever going to go. Supremely talented, but just can't stay away from drugs.
Yeah.
Destroying him.
All right, coming up after the news at 8, Kevin gives details on his trip to Africa. We're all so jealous. None of us have ever been. Kevin says it's been a lifelong dream, so he'll tell us all about it coming up. First, the celebrity birthdays. Actress Kate Bosworth turns 24 years old today. Tia Carrera, I don't know what she's up to anymore, but she looks fantastic. She is 40 years old. Actor Taye Diggs is 35. Oscar winner Cuba Gooding Jr., 39. Although they should have taken his Academy Award away from him after he did that movie on the boat.
Gay boat movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And supermodel Christy Turlington, 38. That's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat. And bit number 27 of the greatest hits of 2006.
Not doing that anymore. We're actually back from vacation.
Oh really? We are alive. I wonder why I was so tired.
Tuesday, January 2nd, 2007, and we're back. I got some highlights of my vacation coming up in a little bit. But first, we thought we'd talk about some New Year's resolutions. Because let's face it, stopping smoking, losing weight.
The two biggest. Those, they gotta be.
Those have to be the two biggest.
Yeah.
And the same people make the same New Year's resolution every January 31st. I'm going to lose some weight. They don't. I'm going to lose some weight. They don't. I'm going to stop smoking. They keep smoking.
Well, if you're going to quit smoking, you're definitely not going to lose weight.
Yeah. You might as well just pick one or the other.
Because
I think December 31st.
What did I say, January?
Is the more common date.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and this is why I'm glad we're going to get into another edition of Psycho Body, because Psycho Mike, who works behind the scenes here at K-Rock, is, he's one of those guys who just, he gets fitness. He understands how the body works. And I've never met anybody who helps more people get in shape and lose weight. People who work here at K-Rock, friends of ours, they come to Mike and they go, Mike, what can you give me? Tell me how I can do it. And Mike, for some reason, you're able to kind of cut through and actually give people common sense things. And I think most of us look at it, not that I'm ever trying to lose weight, but most of us look at it and go, well, it's just too hard, or I just don't understand, or it's too complicated. It's a very difficult thing to do, to lose weight, right?
Yeah. And that's one thing
you're a trainer, right?
I am. I'm a very good one, by the way.
Yeah. You have some kind of license? Did you learn something somewhere?
I'm licensed and everything. I've only put one guy in the hospital from training. Only one.
Okay. So watch this advice closely.
Didn't you explode his kidneys or something?
Yes. I've only had one lawsuit levied against me. But
excellent.
The thing is, like you were saying, Bean, it is hard and it is complicated, and people should know that going in. And for all the magazine ads or the commercial ads or anything you see that tries to oversimplify it or tell you that it's simple as 1, 2, 3, it isn't. And that's why so many people struggle with it, that it is really hard and it takes a lot of willpower.
What about the 1-2 punch of eat less and exercise more? What about that?
That is the bottom line, but it's also about,
very hard to me.
Meal timing, about eating more frequently, about what you eat and how you exercise.
But
too.
I thought a calorie was a calorie.
It is for some people, but for some people it isn't. Everybody's body chemistry is totally different.
Yeah, and that's where you can get effed. Some people's body chemistry just blows up and there's nothing they can do.
And it may sound like common sense, but 1,000 calories of Weber's bread is totally different than 1,000 calories of chicken breast and broccoli.
I mean, it's going to
have a totally different hormonal, effect on your body. So,
all right. Hey, what's the number one thing, Mike? And we are going to take your phone calls if you're trying to lose weight, if you've made the commitment to diet in 2007. We want to hear from you if you've got questions for Psycho Mike at 1-800-520-1067. What's the number one thing, would you say, that people eat that causes them trouble? Is it sugar? Because it seems like sugar to me would be
just
the one.
Just refined foods and general convenience food. I mean, people.
Doesn't it change every 6 months? Every 6 months. Once it's calories, another time it's fat grams. What the?
For the most part, though, it is always going to be refined foods is the number one thing I would tell people to
stay
away.
Fast food.
Anything that's really convenient and packaged, your breads, your bagels, your chips, your crackers, things like that.
That's my
diet. If you don't have if it isn't prepared and if it isn't, one or two steps being away from natural and how God made it, it's probably bad for you, So
that's bad advice.
Things
right
like
there.
Lean protein and veggies and fruit are going to be your best option.
I don't want to hear that. All right. it's time for Psycho Body. You can give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Psycho Mike is going to tell you how to lose weight. We're going to tell you to get a second opinion. Here we go.
Don't just get fit, get psycho. Don't just get strong, get psycho. Don't just get big, get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
let me ask another question, Mike, and I honestly don't know the answer to this. What if, let's say hypothetically or theoretically, whichever one it is, I can never keep them straight, I decided I wanted to lose weight in 2007.
Yes.
Because I probably could stand to lose 20 pounds or something like that. Could I do it by just eating differently and not exercising, or do you have to exercise in order to lose weight?
You don't have to exercise to lose weight. Eventually, someone who's, very obese will have to start exercising, but just changing your diet, especially if you're 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight, will have a dramatic effect on you right away.
What about people like Bean, who every year that I can remember
His New Year's resolution is to get less exercise.
Yeah.
What about that?
I could lose a guy like Bean. I could get him to drop weight so quickly because his diet is so crappy.
Right.
It's changing his diet.
He's not enormous.
Yeah. It's 100% crap. He's really so lucky.
Bean's devoted to eating crappy. He goes out of his way to make sure he puts nothing healthy in his body.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right now during this segment of Psycho Body, I am eating strawberry Hello Kitty Pop Tarts and drinking Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the sort of thing that I should be doing to lose weight. What do you think?
Breakfast to champions. Go into sugar comas.
I was going to say, I'd be in insulin shock right now. I'd fall asleep. I'd just pass out.
People are lucky or not, right? That's just the DNA pool.
Oh, genetics and a lot of, especially women, don't, you know, you need to tell yourself this. A lot of it is genetics. So much of it. I know women that eat cheesecake and pizza morning, noon, night and never exercise. And are size zero. Yeah. And everyone hates them. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. There's guys are the same way. So, I mean, a lot of it has to do with genetics. You can't beat yourself up over it. That's, you know, people need to know that going in.
All right.
Let me ask you one more question, then we're going to go to your calls. We've got some great ones on the hold already at 1-800-520-1067. And I think that this is a mistake that a lot of people have. And Kevin brought up a great point earlier about people who make a New Year's resolution, and then they break it, and they just figure, well, I quit. I give up. I'm not even going to try all year long. With dieting, don't sometimes people try to stick to a schedule that is almost impossible? All right, I'm going to cut out everything that I like, and I'm only going to eat chicken breast and broccoli. And then, of course, they hate it because they're miserable. There's got to be some sort of moderation, some sort of way to gradually bring down the bad intake to help yourself, right, Mike?
Yes and no. I mean, the thing is that eating sugary, sweet foods that your body likes and craves, you do it once in the morning, you're going to do it again later in the day. I mean, the more you give your body of it, the more it's going to crave it. So a lot of it is just trying to really go cold turkey. The problem is...
I should eat cold turkey?
Yes,
that's it. Only cold turkey.
You know, the problem is that dieting, like I said, is really difficult. And like these kind of get these fad diets and stuff, it's not really going to work. You're going to have to eat stuff you don't want to eat, and you're going to have to cut out the stuff you do. And
every book makes it seem like it's the simplest thing in the world.
Right.
Here's the answer. Read it. You'll lose weight.
Oh, and you get to eat foods you love.
The sugary, you know, kind of high sugar, the high refined carbs that your body craves, you have to cut out, and that sucks. Because you crave something and you just can't.
You're losing me. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Freddie in Upland. Good morning, Freddie.
Morning, guys.
Welcome to Psycho Body.
See you too.
I got a question. Mike's right about that, where, you know, people's bodies are different. I've been working out for a while. The first 10 pounds were easy to lose. How the hell do you keep losing more? Or what do you recommend as a routine?
Sounds like you have 10 pounds of congestion right now in your head.
Sorry,
back to you, Psycho Mike.
A lot of it, dude, is to stick with it. Like I said, if you've tried Atkins, if you tried the Zone and it didn't work for you, just try to base your diet around basic natural foods. If anything, the one I would recommend would be the paleo diet. They call it the paleo diet, essentially is called like the caveman diet. If it wasn't around when the cavemen are around, fruits, vegetables, and lean protein from animals, then don't eat it. Anything that's been refined or grown through agriculture and stuff like that, just avoid it.
So no Taco Bell? That's what you're saying?
No Taco Bell.
Oh, how dare F you!
That really gives you a good balance. And like I said, a lot of it's just sticking with it. You have to stick with a diet for a long period of time for it to work to the effect that most people want.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to bring up. And thank you for the call, Freddie. People do get discouraged because they feel like, hey, I've been starving myself for 3 weeks and I've lost a pound. It's not worth it. Does there come a point where your body will start losing the weight more quickly?
Yeah. I mean, your metabolism goes through phases. I mean, I know, like, for instance, for me, I have to eat like a really sugary meal or like a big cheat meal every couple weeks, or else my metabolism just slows to a point where it stops working.
Me too.
So I have your body constantly adapts to everything you do to it. So I mean, you do have to kind of
treat
throw
it poorly.
It
you have to drink hard sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, eat crap sometimes.
Blow barbiturates and bourbon once every weekend. That's what I recommend. The three B's.
Cashmere in Hollywood. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to Psycho Body. What's your question?
I have a question. I don't eat very much. Like, I just I'm never hungry. When I go out to eat, I only eat, like, part of the meal. And
tiny portions.
If I cook, even if I cook food, don't eat much of it. And I try to eat really healthy, but I still
what? You're still gaining weight?
Yeah, okay. I kind of go up and down.
You sound like a typical female who's trying to lose weight. They just start starving themselves by eating less.
Like too extreme.
Try eating five, six times a day and eating every 2.5 to 3 hours. That's the best way to go. Instead of just cutting out how much you intake in a day, take away from how much you eat at a given meal, but have more frequent meals throughout the day so your metabolism
stays ramped up. Because if you eat, say, twice a day and it's not very much, you go on a typical starvation diet, your metabolism is just going to crash after a couple weeks. And then you're screwed because then you're just not eating so and you're staying fat.
As long as you eat 5 or 6 times a day, you can have McDonald's all 5, 6.
No, man.
How
See?
Many calories she should be eating?
Well, it depends on how big she is and how active she is. I mean, everybody's different. Like I said, Kashmir, what are you weighing in? About 350?
No, she's not.
Kashmir
sounds
enormous.
No, Kashmir, how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 180, and I'm about
5'7". That's what I'm talking about.
That's not so bad.
No, it's not.
I mean, she's not massive, but, you know, Led Zeppelin's not going to write a song about a small girl. Let's be honest.
Good point. Yeah. Hey, Mike, goes along with the advice you just gave Kashmir and others, and that is when you eat that 5 or 6 meals a day, what if you're not hungry when it gets time to be 3 hours? Do you still eat it because you should?
Oh, you're hungry.
Yeah.
Come on,
you will be. You'll train your body to eat by the clock and not by your hunger. I mean, eating till you're full is another thing that you should not try to do. I mean, eating till you're just absolutely stuffed is the worst thing for
you. What is wrong with you? You hate everything I do.
This is the good advice that we've asked you to give to the listeners, Kevin.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We will continue with Psycho Body when we come back on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. And it's the Kevin and Bean Show.
What are you eating? What are you eating
27
right
minutes
now?
After 8 o'clock. Breakfast.
What exactly?
What kind of breakfast?
Egg whites, oatmeal, and a tablespoon of fish oil.
Yes.
That's what I'm having.
No, that's not what I'm smelling.
Or Taco Bell.
Hash browns.
Eating
hash browns.
Hash browns
are good for you, right?
Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ 106.7 KROQ. Yeah, we announced KROQ's World Tour 2007 Destination Number 1 earlier this morning. My Chemical Romance in Glasgow, Scotland. Keep listening to win tickets for shows coming to Southern California in March. And we'll do the grand prize during Friday to send you to Scotland.
This sandwich has an egg in it, I'll have you know.
Oh, good.
Mike is here because, let's face it, it's January 2nd. There are some of you who are still clinging to the hope that this is the year you're going to lose that weight. And that's why we're bringing you another edition of Kevin and Bean's Psycho Body.
Don't just get fit. Get psycho. Don't just get strong. Get psycho. Don't just get big. Get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Yeah. Are you with me?
You need to say psycho more in that intro.
We are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you have diet questions about how to really make this year the year you lose weight, let's start with Stephanie and Pico Rivera because this is a great question and I'm sure a lot of people have heard this in the past. Stephanie, hi, you're on the Psycho Body with Psycho Mike. Go ahead.
Well, my question is it true that you could eat basically whatever you want, but as long as you exercise, you'll still lose weight?
That's the worst advice ever. That's false, false.
Where did you hear that, Stephanie?
From my boyfriend.
Is your boyfriend a ripped god of a man?
I think I can handle this one. There are a few people on this planet who everyone hates that's true of.
Yeah.
They can eat anything they want, but as long as they exercise, they look fine.
Right.
Yeah.
F them. F all of them.
Thank you for the call, Stephanie. I think people would be shocked, Mike, and I saw an article in the USA Today recently that I wish I'd cut out that shows how much exercise you have to do to eat, in some cases, even the smallest amount of bad food. I mean,
right.
You eat a handful of candy corn, for instance, and it takes like 4 hours to work it off, right? It's crazy.
If you put like your average fast food meal, combo meal, against how much food it would equate to in healthy food, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. It blows your mind.
You're absolutely right. It'll blow your mind. All right, let's begin. Let's go to Tina, who's calling from Culver City. Good morning, Tina.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to Psycho Body.
Oh, I'm wondering if the ads and all the radio hype and TV hype is true about stress and how it affects your ability to lose weight. If your body actually does hold on to fat because you're stressed out.
That's the cortisol.
Yeah, it is true that high cortisol levels, which comes from stress, can affect your training. I know that. I mean, if you're really stressed out, you're certainly not as effective in the gym or with whatever athletic event you're doing. But I'm pretty sure that if your diet's on par and you're exercising regularly, everything should work out just fine. I mean, the difference could only be marginal, really.
What if you can't do anything about the stress? Then what?
Yeah, well, question being, I mean, even if, I guess it's kind of a vicious cycle for me that I have a hard time getting motivated. I think stress leads to depression, to just not being able to get my big fat ass off the couch.
Yeah,
I'm feeling about four bills here. That's what I'm feeling.
I hear you. And also, if you're really stressed out, you're really depressed, like sugary foods can actually give you a little serotonin boost. So I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
But you just got to do it because once you do start exercising, that is a huge stress reliever. And that'll give you a sense of well-being immediately. So
exactly, endorphins and whatnot. But, I mean, how about you? Are you doing any kind of yoga or any kind of meditation?
Are you kidding me?
He's psychotic. He does stuff all day long and he spends the rest of the day looking at himself in the mirror.
I lift weights and I masturbate all the time, and that's my life.
Oh.
And that will relieve stress, so go home and fiddle the bean.
Tina, thank you very much for the call. What is there, maybe this is just, it's just tough and it sucks and you just have to do it, Mike, but what advice do you give your clients who just can't get motivated, as Tina said, to work out? Like, they know they should, they know they have to, but they can't get that little extra sprint off the couch. What do you tell them to think about or to do to make it possible to make it happen?
You know what? This may sound crazy, but a lot of these girls, they're almost always girls, I tell them, quit it then. I said, if you're not doing this because you truly deep down want to inside, it's just not worth it. There's too much good food and there's too much other fun stuff to do.
So be fat,
I said,
is
if
your
you're
advice.
Comfortable with how you look.
What a trainer.
And you're not
what a hell of a trainer you are.
Serious. I said, if you're comfortable with how you look and you're not motivated deep from something within you, if you know your husband's making you do it or you feel like you have to fit in and this is something you know you want to do a pastime, just quit it. Enjoy food, enjoy the way you look, and don't work out.
All right, Mike, we're out of time. I'm going to run these by, and I know I'm asking the impossible, but I need a 5-second answer from you on every single line. Rhonda in Huntington says, why won't stomach hurt after she works it out?
Because she's fat.
Okay. Heidi in Santa Monica says, had gastric bypass. How can she lose 50 pounds more?
Cut her leg off.
Okay. Tim in Burbank, is the Master Cleanse good for you?
Yes.
No, come on.
What's that?
Really? Because now, hold on a sec, Mike, because I just heard a commercial from Super Supplement, that vitamin store in the mall, and they said that there's something you should be taking that's supposed to, like, cleanse the toxins from your body to start the new year, blah, blah, blah.
Is any
of that so real? To speak. Colonics and stuff like that are recommended once or twice a year, so I can't see why this wouldn't be. The only thing is, you can't eat on it, and that's never good for you. So I guess, no, I changed my mind.
Okay.
Excellent. You're changing your mind now. Okay, Claudia in Anaheim can't seem to lose the last 5 pounds.
Don't know.
Probably needs to start lifting weights.
Diet harder. Exercise more. I would be my number one.
Gilbert in Southgate says can't lose the love handles.
That's because he's nowhere near to losing the rest of his body fat.
John in Covina says he's a delivery driver. What can he eat while he's on the job?
Prepare your food, take it in Tupperware. You got to do it.
And Brenda in Los Angeles says she lost weight on crystal meth. And she gained 70 pounds when she went off it. What should she do?
Get right back on the
map. Back on the map. Excellent.
Obviously.
Thank you. I have wanted to go to Africa my whole life. My entire life I've been
Well, to reconnect with your roots, obviously.
Because, you know, those are my people. No, I've always wanted to go on safari. Everybody that I talk to says it's the best thing in the world. We've been saving and saving and saving and saving. Last year we were going to go. Couldn't go because something came up. We couldn't go. So finally we went to Africa this year over Christmas break.
Wow.
And it's better than you could ever imagine. But I did take some pictures that I'd like to show you. If you go to krock.com, go to the Kevin and Bean page, the front page there. The first picture is the guy in front of me who apparently crapped his pants. I had to take a picture of that.
Oh, no.
Because, really, I mean.
I was going to go look at the photos, but
now
I don't want to.
No, you have to look. You have to look because it's very funny. I'm sitting right behind this guy with a telephoto lens, and I'm trying to back up enough so I can, you know, so it'll come out. The next picture is me and my new lover. That's me making out with a giraffe.
What the hell happened?
Do you see the giraffe sticking his
yes. Yeah.
Giraffes have 18-inch black tongues.
I got to go to Africa.
18 inches. So they said to me, put a little piece of food in your mouth, and he'll eat it out of your mouth. And I said, okay. So I did, and the person that took the picture, you can't really see the food. It just looks like I'm making out with the giraffe.
It totally does.
Yeah,
that's
that does.
Honey.
It looks like you're making out with a giraffe.
That's a long tongue.
It went in Africa, huh?
Pretty much wrapped around my head twice, and that's a big head to wrap around. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great picture.
Hey, yeah. Let me back up for one second. I know you're in a hurry to get through all your slides here, but I have to ask because I've never been to Africa either, but don't you have to get like 20 shots to even go to that continent? Aren't there a million diseases that you have to be worried about bringing back?
And I think I have one of them now. No, you have to get like a yellow fever shot. You have to get hepatitis shots.
Malaria?
You have to take malaria pills.
Right.
The whole
oh
deal.
God. By the way, I've got the yellow fever. I didn't know there was a shot for it.
Gene Simmons, I've got a shot I'd like to give you.
Oh, Gene.
The next one is this monkey has blue balls. I think it's called the vervet monkey. It has bright blue, you could see in the dark with it balls.
Oh, yeah. I see those. Yeah.
What is up with that? How lucky is that monkey? Bright
monkey, by
blue
the way,
balls and a red penis.
He looks like he's radioactive.
Yes.
This monkey in this photo looks like he glows in the dark.
They all glow by their balls. Is there anything better than that? I want to glow by my balls. If I could have a New Year's resolution. Then there's another picture. There's God Hates Bean is right in the middle of it. That's where a tree is smashing Bean's car. But then you go to my new African lover. It's the five-legged animal. And you look at this elephant. Look at that wing.
Wow.
It almost hits the ground.
It does hit the ground. Look at the second one. Look at
the
size of the, quote, leg, unquote, of that
elephant. Oh, my God.
It is 11 inches.
No, it's really more like 30 inches.
What in God's name is happening with that?
How does he carry that?
He drags it, is all I can tell you. So then
I mean,
we...
This elephant, and again, we're at KROQ.com in the sites section or on the front page to see Kevin's Africa photos that we're talking about here. It literally drags on the ground.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I couldn't take enough pictures. I was taking like 100 pictures. Oh, yeah, snap, snap, snap. Get closer. Then I found the animal equivalent of Bean. He's a loner. It's a water buffalo. He spends his entire life alone. His family hates him.
Uh-huh.
He's very angry, very mean. When you get close, he gores you with his horns, and then he stomps on you. Now, remember, we're in carnivore country, where lions hunt and cheetahs hunt, and they kill to eat. This animal kills because it's mean, and it steps on you until you're in pieces, and then it pees on you, and then it leaves you for other animals to eat.
There aren't many animals that kill just because.
That's the only one it kills. Well, that and the black mambo, but that's a snake. But this one kills and pees on you and then just walks away. Doesn't want to have anything to do with eating you.
That is rude.
That's the bean animal right there, the animal equivalent.
What is that in real life? It's a water buffalo?
Yeah, it's a water buffalo. Something. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, they stomp on you, they gore you, they stomp on you, and they pee on you. I was obsessed. I was like, get me back to the animal that pees on you. I got to get back to that.
So what are these places like where you go to see the animals? Are they the kind of thing where the animals run wild and you just get in a little cart and drive around on the streets near them?
The coolest thing is that you're out in the middle of nowhere, out in the bush, and you come around the corner. It's so expensive and so unbelievably worth it. It's worth saving for 10 years if you have to go see. I mean, it's really, you turn around a corner and there are 35 elephants, all of which are bigger than your vehicle. Right in front of you.
Were there scary moments?
Yeah, there was one where I was taking the picture, and I was like, he's looking at me. This is awesome. And the driver was hitting me in the leg going, stop taking pictures, because he was about to charge. But I didn't know, so I just kept taking pictures.
What animal was that?
An elephant.
An elephant
that was bigger than the vehicle I was in.
Didn't believe your guy?
I don't know. But that's the weird thing. That's the cool thing is you come around the corner, and it's not like a zoo where you schedule out what you're going to see. You come around the corner.
You just don't know.
And there are maybe 100 of whatever animal. Cheetah, they're out there. Lions, you come around. Two giant male lions. We just pulled up right next to, I don't know, 10, 15 feet away.
My God.
And took pictures of. It was unbelievable. But the two best things, I have two highlights of my trip to Africa. I went to Kenya and I went to Tanzania. And one of the highlights was just before we went into the Serengeti, there were a bunch of baboons all over the road. And they said, make sure you roll up your windows.
Yeah.
So we did and we went inside. And somebody yelled, hey, there's a baboon in the car. And we ran out, and there was a car full of tourists, and a baboon had launched right through the window. And I've never seen human beings move faster in all of my life. It was like they were ejected from the car. It was so awesome to see them moving like that away from the baboon. Because this is their territory. This is not...
Yeah.
We have no dominance there whatsoever. We bow to them. They eat us if they want to. That's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't try to bring a monkey home.
Oh, I so wanted to.
Because I know how much you always wanted a monkey.
Yeah. Monkey with the blue balls, too. Come on. That's the one. I'd put him on a leash and walk him around. I had Paris Hilton have nothing on me. And the final thing that just drove me crazy was the roads in Kenya, they get smaller and smaller and more dirt and less, you know, more gravel, more holes. It's raining. And now you're leaving the roads behind. You're leaving civilization behind. You're leaving electronics behind. You see generators. Then you see huts that are built with elephant dung. That's how they build their homes out there in the middle of nowhere. Well, and you drive
what you've got if you're out there, I guess.
You drive for 5 or 6 hours out in the I mean, I've never felt like I was further from civilization in all my life. I just felt like I'll never get back to America or civilization.
Yeah.
I'm so in the middle of nowhere. And it was exactly when I said that point to myself when I heard this. And our driver, Peter, picked it up and said, hello? And I said, you have cell phone in the middle of the Serengeti? I can't go on the 10 freeway without losing a call. I was yelling at him. I live in Los Angeles and I can't get a cell phone signal. We were in the middle of nowhere. He had 4 bars.
That's unbelievable.
What's up with that? How do they have it in the middle of nowhere but not Los Angeles? Is that wrong on every level?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So I beat the dude to death. And that was my trip.
Hey, look at that. There's Gerald Ford's casket just laying there in the church right there. People are still talking about it.
Bean, the problem is that you watch too much news.
Yeah.
The problem is that it's the only thing that's on every channel all the time.
Right. So, I don't know, pop in a DVD or watch another show, watch a movie. You don't have to watch news every second of every day.
I want the funerals to be over. He still has to go to Michigan. There's another funeral in Michigan tomorrow. Please, put the man in the ground.
Guy's got to be jet lagged like crazy.
I'm just saying. Hey, guys, Ralph's coming back tomorrow, or so he claims. So he'll be picking up the showbiz beat the way it should be done. In the meantime, we're following some stories for you. And this just in, we do have some breaking news on the Kevin and Bean Show here this morning. A spokesperson for Kate Moss has denied reports that her supermodel client and rocker Pete Doherty tied the knot during a candlelit Buddhist ceremony in Thailand on New Year's Day. All day long, we've been so excited about how fast he was going to run through her $62 million fortune as a supermodel. She's saying, yeah, I admit that they're vacationing in Thailand together, but they did not get married. Quote, there has not been any kind of marriage ceremony. She is just on holiday.
The report is
entirely false.
Interesting.
So we heard pretty much all weekend that they were getting married, and now
this is not true. Publicists.
Yeah, publicists are paid.
That's a good point.
That's true.
That is a good point. But we definitely want that to happen because, well, hilarity ensues. Right? Speaking of drugs, which is all you can think about when you hear the names Kate Moss and Pete Doherty, I don't know if you caught this in the excitement of the holidays, but Mike Tyson arrested in Scottsdale, Arizona a couple days ago. He was pulled over for erratic driving, and one report says that the police found traces of cocaine on his dashboard. I guess, apparently, Mike, is that how it works? You do lines right off the dashboard while you're driving?
If you're cool.
What the hell? He doesn't have, I don't know, a notebook or something else he can do it off of? It has to be off his car?
By the way, can you imagine anything more scary than a coked out Mike Tyson?
No kidding.
Yeah, good point.
My God.
According to TMZ.com. And by the way, let's check in with the Hammer tomorrow. Let's get Harvey on the show and find out what kind of stuff they've been following over the past couple of weeks. TMZ.com reports tests reveal that Tyson was, quote, under the influence of a depressant, a stimulant, and cannabis, end quote. There's nothing better than taking depressants and stimulants at the same time, by the way.
Your body just doesn't know which way to go.
Wait a minute. Am I supposed to be depressed or happy? What am I doing? And you follow that with weed.
They say that's what killed Elvis, by the way, was that he was so stoned all the time, he had to take stimulants to wake up in the morning, then he had to take depressants to go to sleep at night, and it was just an endless cycle that eventually was just too much for his body. His heart gave out at age 42. But
Plus, Mike Tyson was 1,000 pounds.
Well, yeah, on top of that, right. He'll reportedly be charged with felony drug possession. Whatever happened to him being in Las Vegas training in the lobby of that casino? That was my favorite thing about last year.
Yeah, people were going to pay like 5 minutes to watch him train or something. Wasn't he supposed to fight over the holidies too? Some kind of
Wasn't he going to fight a chick? Wasn't that the...
I thought that was one of the reports, yeah.
Some kind of mixed martial art thing, but not the big, not UFC, nothing like that. I thought it was just...
If he does, that's going to be embarrassing. He's not only going to get embarrassed, he's going to get hurt badly.
I hope.
Hey, speaking of the fights, Psycho Mike, I know you're our UFC guy. What happened with Cena and Federline? Wasn't that supposed to be New Year's Eve?
I watched a Monday Night Raw last night with Mr. Federline. I did not see the New Year's Eve show. And he got body slammed by John Cena.
Really? What a surprise.
Yeah, it was great.
here's more on one of our favorite Pop-Tarts. Lindsay Lohan, according to In Touch magazine, is back to her partying and drinking ways. According to In Touch, she is no longer attending the Alcoholics Anonymous meetings.
Well, she's probably discovered she's not an alcoholic.
That's it.
I believe she may still be underage, by the way. I don't believe she's even turned 21 yet. I think she is still 20. But according to this In Touch article, she recently collapsed again at the Chateau Marmont Hotel in Hollywood. Paramedics were called in again. Apparently, she is, according to the magazine, depressed that her ex-boyfriend Harry Morton is now dating Kimberly Stewart, who is Rod's daughter. And I guess we've seen her out with Paris and all those people. She runs with that crowd.
Does Lindsay still have the...
Fire crotch.
Oh, it doesn't say.
It's disgusting. Go back to your cheap motel, you fire crotch, a stinky beaver.
Call someone a fire crotch is just rude, but to sing a song about it is magical.
It is magical, that's true.
that's a good point. And one more, because I love this, and we've got to figure out if they're doing the same thing in Britain that they're doing here in America, where you can see all your favorite primetime TV shows, like on the iTunes or streaming on the websites. I don't know if they do this in Britain or not, but the Celebrity Big Brother starts in London tonight. Tell me this isn't a show you want to see. First of all, Tara Reid. Tara Reid on the show. Okay,
she wants to stop this partying image that she has.
Yes.
It's her goal.
Exactly. Celebrity Big Brother, Tara Reid. Paul Michael Glaser is going to be on the show. If you don't recognize the name, he was Starsky on the 70s TV show Starsky and Hutch.
Right.
He's the guy who has for 30 years had to be going around going, yeah, I was on Starsky and Hutch. No, I'm not the cool one.
Yeah. That was me, yes. No, that's not me. Yeah, that was me.
I'm not David Soul, sorry. Also in the house, Jermaine Jackson.
He's alive still?
Yeah. As far as I know, all the Jackson brothers are still alive. Did you see Michael at James Brown's funeral, by the way? He showed up for that.
I heard he said something. Is that the guy you want to eulogize you?
He said something like James Brown was his, what, his idol or his...
number one inspiration, number, I think, yeah, is what he said. Right. Yeah. Also, former A-Team and Battlestar Galactica actor Dirk Benedict is going to be in this edition of the Celebrity Big Brother.
This is like the surreal life.
It is, yeah, exactly.
Yes, this is their surreal life, exactly. And Justin Hawkins. You don't know their name, but you may remember his band from a couple of years ago right here on K-Rock. He sang for The Darkness. So that's going to be the lineup there. We got to go to iTunes UK and see if we can see that show, because that sounds too good to be true.
That would be awesome.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Let me see who we have here. Tia Carrera turns 40 today. You probably know her best from the Wayne's World movies. Also, actress Kate Bosworth is 24. Beverly Hills 90210 Gabrielle Carteris is 46 years old today. Actor Taye Diggs turns 35. Is he still doing that show where he wakes up every day and it's Groundhog Day? Has he still got that on the air?
I don't know. I think you said it might be canceled.
Canceled that or not, I have no idea.
Cuba Gooding Jr., Oscar winner, 39 years old today, and supermodel Christy Turlington turns 38, and that's the K-Rock Showbiz Beat.
Send somebody out of the country so that they can almost die like our friend Doto.
What's going on with Doto?
Well, Doto, as you know, travels the world. I don't know how. His dad is rich, I think.
His dad, yeah.
He's got like English, it's like schools for English-speaking people.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, is Dow Doe. Doto, Kevin and Bean.
Yes, Dow.
I just don't know what the hell to tell you guys, man. I just got back from a damn buffet, and I went to Todai Buffet. You know how much they charge me?
No.
About $25, Kevin Bean. But I make plenty of money, so I can afford any food, but at least I'm pretty good at I'm trying to watch my weight, Kevin Bean.
Okay.
I'm almost freaking about 220. I really need to get down to 190.
Right.
So at least I just got back from this buffet, man. Kevin Bean, I really want to make it in the entertainment industry, so I guess I know what I'm doing. I know what the heck I hate to do, so.
Okay.
Yeah, my stomach, man.
Right.
It's really killing me. Right.
I ate so much at the buffet. I need to lose 20, 30 pounds, but man, did I gorge myself.
So Doe is traveling for the holidays, right? He went back to Asia and ran into a little bit of trouble from the airport. Now, did we actually get this report from Doe himself, or is this from somebody else?
Here's what happened. Lightning is in contact with the guy who introduced us to Doe.
Okay.
His name is Caesar. He said, guys, you have to talk to this guy, Doto. He's magic. So we started talking to him. Caesar wrote Lightning, so forwarded Lightning this email from Doto. Caesar, and then he spells his name wrong. Hear this, he begins his email. KL Airport in Malaysia. That's a sentence. That's a whole sentence.
Oh, okay.
When the immigration official scans my belongings prior to boarding for Singapore, found cocaine.
Oh my God.
I said I had nothing to do with it.
By the way, the right thing to say if you're in a foreign country and they find cocaine in your luggage.
While I was in the restroom, forgot to lock my suitcase. Someone put the cocaine inside my suitcase. They had me take a lie detector test. I passed, thank God, and they let it go. Since Malaysia is a Muslim country, they follow Islam laws and regulations. If found guilty, it's the death sentence, period. Yeah. They hang and shot. So it's not enough that they string you up like Saddam. They also shoot you.
Wow. Wait, while you're in the noose? I mean, yes. They actually go through the trouble of putting you in the noose and then shoot you?
Yes. After you're dead, they start shooting you up, apparently. In Malaysia, 30% of the population is Chinese. Chinese and foreigners mainly control the business community. While, now he's given us some kind of a history lesson. I don't know why. While Malays and Indian controls politics and education. Malaysia was a British colony for many years. I was scared, though.
Well, of course you were scared. I'd be scared, too. They take it very seriously. As you mentioned earlier, I mean, you steal in some of those countries, they cut your hands off. Let's remember that Singapore, which is the place that Doe was trying to get to, wasn't that the place, Lisa, where the American guy was caned because he littered?
Yep.
I mean, threw gum on the ground, and they caned him, right?
Yes.
So that's not the place. They take very seriously the anti-drug laws in a country like that.
He almost got hung and then shot.
That would have been
seems excessive.
That would have been a bad end to a K-Rock lister right there.
They must have an excess economy that they can do both. They can afford the rope and the bullet. No problem with that.
He's always wanted to be in showbiz, though. He would have been a YouTube star after that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let's write him back.
Can we talk to Doto? Dude, can we get a hold of him?
We never know when we can talk to him. We're trying. We're trying to go back channel on his ass, but it's difficult like usual. So we'll try and get him on the show and talk to him about maybe just barely escaping the death penalty, which is not really how you want to spend your holidays, I wouldn't guess.
No.
It is time for Kevin and Beans.
What do you do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number. You get on the air, you get a prize.
This is What to Do Nephew 07, by the way, which is so much better than that crappy feature we did last year. And check it out. We got a pair of tickets for to see your Los Angeles Kings versus the Detroit Red Wings at Staples Center. That's always a great matchup. That's going to be on January 6th, which, of course, is this weekend. Plus, we're going to throw in passes to the Kings tailgate party. Since it's a tailgate party, who do you suppose is hosting?
Tailgate party. Who's hosting?
Dave.
Come on, guys.
Lightning?
I don't know. The only person we know with a tail. Stryker is hosting the tailgate party, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Forgot about the tail. I apologize.
That's what you get. 1-800-520-106.
Stryker has a tail!
Tail.
Exactly. Let's find out who's with us today.
All right. Let's begin with Brian in Laverne. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Brian?
I just want to know what the deal is with Gerald Ford's death and the post office being off today.
That is a great question. President Bush came out last week and said, to honor the late, great Gerald Ford, the 38th president, we're going to keep all non-essential federal offices closed. You still have to go to school today, but we're going to close everything else. Government's going to shut down today. So there's no, like, Department of Motor Vehicles. There's no post office, all those licensing bureaus, those types of things. How does that honor the guy by everybody taking a day off work?
It doesn't. I mean, he already got a street named after him in the desert. I mean, come on.
Come on, isn't that enough? Guys, here's the thing I don't understand. He's a former president. Why is this surprise any of you? Don't they do this every time someone dies that used to be president?
I think so, yeah.
I got my mail when Reagan died.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't remember them closing down the post office for the day. I really don't. I remember, of course, they fly the flag half-staff. They do that for a month. That's typical. But why no mail today? I don't get that at all. But I wish this goddamn funeral would be over.
It's a long one. I mean, they are taking their sweet time with it. I'll tell you that right now.
It's a week.
Let's go to Gabriel in Montebello. Good morning, Gabriel.
Hey, what it do, man?
Well, what it do, nephew?
Yes, I was watching the Rose Parade, and after seeing the Star Wars guys walking to...
Okay, wait a minute. Can I stop you right there? I thought you said the words into the phone. Yesterday, I was watching the Rose Parade. That's what I thought you said. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That's what you said?
And let me guess, you're calling about the guy with the jetpack.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There was a jetpack in the Rose Parade? I didn't hear
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah. A guy from Oklahoma, the Rocket Man, apparently, I didn't see it either because, well, frankly, it's the Rose
Parade. It's the Rose Parade.
So why would I? Right. He apparently did some sort of a 30-second fly in the Rose Parade. I mean, that was part of the entertainment, I guess. And I missed it, but I want to thank the 1,400 listeners that emailed it to me.
Come on. That's thoughtful of them to keep you in
the
appreciate
it. I'm thanking them for that. Seriously. Of course, there is a video up on YouTube, and I'm eventually going to check it out. But thank you for the call, Gabriel.
Gabriel, ask for your balls back soon. Let's go to Hugo in Los Angeles. Good morning, Hugo. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
Hey, I just want to say what happened with the Clipper Nation this year. I thought, I think we should retire that Clipper Nation song.
I think that may be the problem as well.
I got a text message from the King who just walked in, Clipper fan number one. When the Clippers had won their third in a row, Dave was very excited. I was hearing from him on my telephone.
They're still 14-16. Yeah. Losing
it's all right.
Record.
Three in a row, new ball, we're back. They're playing defense.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said new ball. That's what I thought you just
yeah,
said.
I did too.
Wasn't he blaming their losses on the new ball at the end of last year?
They couldn't, shoot it right. But now
they can.
Now with the new ball, they're going to go back to their having great shooting percentage. It's going to be awesome.
Retire Dave, the song.
Yeah.
Dave,
I think it's the song's fault.
Which Clipper was it last week who scored 58 in a game and they still lost? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was Kobe Bryant of the Lakers. That's right.
Yeah,
that
he also raped the girl, though,
No, he did not. She has sperm from 17 different guys for the same night. All right, thank you, Hugo, for the call. This is the song that caused the downfall of the Clippers.
The Clipper Nation's back.
Yeah.
The Laker fans don't know how to act.
That's right. Yeah. You've proven that.
The Lakers suck, and we know that.
Right.
Yeah.
We're playoff bound, and that's a fact.
They have a funny way of showing it. I'll tell you that, Dave. They're funny way of showing it. You want to pay me now, or you just...
No.
You want to wait?
No.
You don't want to pay you down?
We're going to have the better record. It's still possible.
You seriously think that?
Right. Yes.
All right.
Let's go to Anonymous down in Lakewood, because this is always a great story to hear about.
Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Well, what it do, nephew? So, on New Year's Eve, my girlfriend and I were going to a party. We left the house, and we had forgotten a movie that we were going to bring over to the individual's house that we were going to.
Right.
And she had sent me back into the house.
No. No, you never go back. Anonymous?
We were gone for no more than 2.5 minutes.
What's
and I walked back into the house, and her parents were having sex, doing the dirty.
Oh.
In the office.
Her parents. They couldn't wait to get you out.
Yeah.
Oh,
did they see
Anonymous,
you?
Yeah, did they see you, and did your girlfriend see them, or was it just you?
It was just me. She sent me in alone. And the funny part is earlier that night at the dinner that we were eating, I was joking with her saying she's going to one day walk in on her parents doing it.
Oh my God.
And you did.
That's what gave him the idea. Did you tell your girlfriend when you went back outside?
Oh yeah, I was pissed off at her.
Yeah, that's funny. She probably knew. She probably set it up.
I think she knew that something was going to happen.
That's awesome. Yeah, go in alone. Yeah, no, go ahead. I'll sit out here and wait. No worries. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, we understand that parents have sex, but nobody wants to see it.
No, that's, never,
that's
ever.
That's the point.
Never.
Let's try Burbank and get Mike on. You know, it's a shame to have USC go all the way to the Rose Bowl and win it in such a decisive fashion and still have it be a disappointing end to the season, isn't it? But that's what happened.
Yeah, unfortunately. Mike, good morning. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Already left. He says SC, the only team that could hang with Ohio State. I guess we'll find out on Monday, right?
A lot of people are saying, Kevin, and I know you dismissed the Boise State game when they beat Oklahoma last night, but a lot of people say they wish it was Boise State versus Ohio State in the national championship because those are the only two teams that were undefeated this year.
That's funny because I thought you said Boise State.
I know. It's incredible. And Mike, what was the deal? They pulled out every trick play that you learned when you were eight in the game last night,
When you play football with your kid, with your friends in the street and when you're 9 years old, you do plays like Boise State was doing last night.
Really?
Left and right, they were doing the trick plays. It wasn't like one every couple of possessions.
They do the Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Where the quarterback puts the ball back? They won the game with the Statue of Liberty.
Nice.
That's
nice.
How they won the game. It was unbelievable.
Hook and ladder.
They did the hook and ladder.
Yes.
Did they do the wobbly H? All right, that's something else. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of something else. Let's go to Juan in El Monte. Good morning, Juan.
What it do, nephews?
What it do, nephew?
All right, man, I don't know if you guys saw the hanging of the Saddam Hussein.
Sure. I didn't see that yet.
Didn't want to.
Oh, you guys got to see it. That was the coolest thing ever.
Coolest thing ever, says Juan.
Okie dokie.
The television networks showed him being led in and waving off the hood. He didn't want the hood. So they took the hood and they wrapped it around his neck and they showed them actually putting the noose on Saddam.
Right.
And he looked very stoic. And I understand there was some exchange between him and some of the other people that were there. But then that was where their coverage ended. That's where that video cut off. But online, if you go to, Google or YouTube or something like that, you can find a cell phone video that one of the guards shot. And it actually shows the hanging. It actually shows him falling and the whole deal and then the body afterwards and everything like that. But the worst cell phone camera work you've ever seen in your life. Am I lying about this, Juan? You're seeing the ceiling and then you're seeing the floor and then it's blacking out and then you see the guy's face. I mean, he could barely concentrate on what was going on in front of him.
I'm guessing he wasn't supposed to be doing that. That's why he was trying to hide
it. Scared out of his mind.
He's probably scared, yeah.
Exactly. I actually think my niece has better cell phone recording than that guy did.
Dude, I'm so going to put this on YouTube, he said. They knew about YouTube over there.
And apparently it is causing there's a lot of controversy over this video, which is just not only being shown everywhere in the Middle East on television, but it's being traded on people's cell phones and everything like that. There was one kid, I don't know if you saw it for real, this isn't a joke, but a 9-year-old Pakistani kid watched the thing on video, then went into the next room and hanged himself.
Oh!
Yeah,
playing around with his kids. His parents were there in the house, had no idea that's what he's doing, but he saw the thing on television, saw the hanging on TV and said, oh, that looks like fun.
Oh, my
and went
God.
In and killed himself. I'm sure he didn't mean to. He just thought he wanted to emulate what he saw on television. So it's been bizarre.
Wow. This note, don't do that. Okay, let's go to Sandra in Northridge. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. What did you, baby boo?
What it do,
what it do, nephew?
Woman with gigantic hangover?
Yes. Okay, I have a celebrity sighting for you.
Okay.
This weekend I was in Las Vegas at Tao, and Pamela Anderson was hosting it.
Nice.
So I look over, and I see Pamela Anderson, and she is making out with Pauly Shore.
That's not true.
Was it a joke?
I felt like crying.
Pauly,
she's beautiful, and she's making out with Pauly Shore.
No, you sure you didn't mistake it for someone else?
I'm positive.
Pauly Shore.
Could it have been director Paul Thomas Anderson? Are you sure we're talking about the same person?
What the hell? Oh, you mean it wasn't Pam? It was some other Anderson?
That's what I'm wondering.
That's not right.
He's the baseball great Sparky Anderson.
We're talking about the guy who was the Wheeze, right? That guy.
Yes.
No. No, I don't know. I don't have any information about this, and yet I'm rejecting you totally.
She can't be that drunk.
No, there's not that much alcohol in the world. Okay, we reject you. I'm sorry, Sandra. I apologize.
Well, you've married Kid Rock, by the way. You're already near the bottom.
I'm sending my pictures over then.
Please do. If you have pictures of it, please send them over. Like Sandra's going to be able to work a phone or a computer for the next 2 days.
All right, we'll get those to TMZ.com. If you've got those pictures, man, we'll make them famous for you. Thank you for the call. Let's do one more. Let's go to Jose down in the LBC. He has a rare compliment for the Kevin and Bean Show, and I can't wait to see how this is going to go awry.
Jose, good morning.
What do you do, nephew?
What do you do, nephew?
What's going on?
Hey, you guys. Well, last year I called in on What Is Your Deal, and you guys hooked me up with some tickets to a show. I took this girl that I kind of had a crush on for our first date. Oh, my God. We fell in love after that. Changed my life. And now we're going to get married in July, and I just want to say thank you guys for setting the tone, for just helping me out, helping the brother out here.
But how did it go tragically wrong?
Not tragically wrong, dude.
Not yet. It hasn't
yet. Those are the only calls we get is tragically wrong.
It was perfect. She was a punk rock girl. You guys hooked up with some tickets to the Bad Religion and the Drum Off or something.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, Jose, let me follow the timeline here. When was the concert that you guys went out on for your first date?
Dude, I don't know. Was it the beginning of the year?
Okay.
Yeah, was it the beginning of the year?
Beginning of last year.
Beginning of last year. And you're getting married this July.
Yeah.
How about that?
You're okay.
They say it doesn't happen, blah, 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 but, dude, this is true love, and I just want to thank you guys, because it changed my life. And K-Rock helped, like, I don't know, it's just the music, you guys.
Listen, we're really glad that you listened. That's very cool of you, but call us after she marries you, if you don't mind.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no
good.
Problem.
Just don't checking. Do it.
Wait, what are you getting at, Kevin?
I'm just saying it doesn't always work out well for people who meet under the Kevin and Bean flag.
However, Jose, since you called on What to Do, nephew, you did win tickets to see the Los Angeles Kings. Why don't you take somebody else and see if lightning will strike twice?
Boom. Two
nice,
chicks.
You guys.
What do you think, Jose?
No, man.
Two chicks. Come on.
To them.
Aw.
Well, congratulations to you both. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate
Detroit.
It.
Oh, that hurts.
The return of Ralph Garman tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way. I know we got that to look forward to. What else are we going to be doing tomorrow?
We're going to talk to people who've had real UFO sightings. I don't know if you've seen the story that has been everywhere about O'Hare.
Yeah.
International Airport in Chicago, where apparently a bunch of pilots and everybody saw UFOs.
For several minutes they had something up there. And people who know better, people who work, you know, in this business, say, yeah, it's not a weather balloon. It wasn't a helicopter. It wasn't a plane. It wasn't a reflection. It wasn't any of those things. It was something that I will go on record as saying was not of this world. And a lot of very credible witnesses this time around. And, of course, the FAA initially even denied that there was a report like that. And then the Chicago Tribune filed a Freedom of Information Act, and they went back and said, oh, yeah, I guess there was a report from these people.
Oh, that one. You mean the UFO.
You would call it the UFO. I didn't know you were calling it the UFO.
See.
So anyway, we'll talk about that. And talk. I know, because you know that's my only dream in life is to be here when the aliens arrive. You know that, right?
That would make you happiest, yeah. If the aliens would show, Bean would be glad to hang himself like a little kid.
Even if they just lasered him or whatever.
I don't care.
I'll be happy.
I will sacrifice my life if they'll kill me for
really?
Yes.
We'll push it right to the front.
A win on both points. Also, tomorrow we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Good. I want to hear everything that's been going on.
Give us all the updates. Our assistant producer, Alex, went on a date with I Want to F You for Money.com or whatever that site is.
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. And we're going to talk to her tomorrow about that. And Saddam, more on the hanging.
Okay.
And time's right there. and keep listening.
Quite the Christmas.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see My Chemical Romance coming up on K-Rock.
All right, well, it's nice to get that show behind us. The first one is always a little bit rough, but I think we muddled our way through. So we'll do better for you tomorrow here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Stick around for Kat Corbett up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. She's got New Incubus. She's got Sublime. She's got that song Naive by the Kooks to play for you. Green Day, 30 Seconds to Mars, the latest from Beck, and so much more right after this on K-Rock.